Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, we got 24 more days to go, you guys. It won't be long. We'll be out there smelling rubber, seeing some good grudge runs going on. And I know there's a lot of guys out there that been locking in a few other races that we didn't know about. And I must say, hold on 1 second because I'm getting someone to beat me in. Okay. Yeah, you guys, I know we've seen a couple guys coming from as far as Georgia, South Carolina. We actually got from the West, so they're definitely showing up. And a few of them are locked in, so that's a good thing. That's a good sign when we got it like that. There's a lot of races all locked in. I'm just making sure that I don't pass nobody up. And like I said, we will have a couple guys getting interviewed because we want to do a little something a little different. So when everybody can have something out there, like the video or whatever, if they wanted it. And that's why I decided to bring Steph and them back because they were great at it. And Steph and Batman, and then we also got a new guy that just came out. Actually, I'm going to actually try to see if I can incorporate them two together, see if I can get back to go ahead with them and step to go also with the interview. If you looked at it, they did a little tape, a little promo, like with the North versus South, if you saw the little video out showing the foreign cars also. So those would be the those guys right there would be the guys that will be helping us out right now with the videography. And so you can always have something that if you want to come back and play over the winter or something like that. But I know a lot of the guys out here right now are going to be hitting this one button. I guess they want to give their predictions out. And also, I'm going to probably get Sammy in here in a little bit, too, also, with his all-steel glass class. There's a lot of class. There's a couple class that's going out there. And it's going to be interesting. That's all I can say. It should be real good. It should be a lot of action. So there's something for everybody to have, to watch what they like. And hopefully we can get good racing going off and good weather. That's all we can count for, and that's it. We can't stop anything, you know. Right now we just hope and pray that we have a good weather, and that's it. So I really don't really talk about the weather yet. Like I said, I don't do anything until the week of. Anybody knows that, because anything can change. So I'm going to open up a couple of the mics right now. I'm going to open this first mic up. 347-1310. Your mic is open.
Who's this?
What's going on, Sammy?
What's going on, Long Island? How's everything?
Hanging in there, hanging in there. How's everything?
Pretty good hanging in there. 24 more days, huh?
That's it, that's it. Hey, just make sure you got to give me, I know we said it before, but I just want to make sure I let you, because Sammy's running the all-steel, all-glass class. And so I just want to make sure that what time these eliminations were started. You remember what you said?
Shooting for 5 o'clock, first round of elimination. So as soon as the gate opens, they could test all they want until 5 o'clock will be eliminations.
5 o'clock, so you probably could shut them down about, what, 4-something so they can get back in that lane?
Yeah, 5 o'clock, elimination start.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure. And, it's looking good, real good, I got to say. So
yeah,
far, you know,
it's be good.
Coming through. The other thing is, like, we've been talking about it, and I actually had to get in touch with Dexter and Larry T. You know, and we were talking how we're going to do with this overnight thing, because I really don't want no problems. I'm really trying to make everybody be comfortable and happy with everything, and they'll be a blessing. The turnaround, the first ones come in for the electric hookup and everything like that to help out the guys with the motorhomes. So, we're not in charge of them, but this is what goes on. And sometimes, you know, you try to do something, how can I say it, to make sure everybody's comfortable, they can be, you know, happy with what you're doing. But, I mean, you ain't going to please everybody, but we're trying our best. But we have nothing, we don't have no control over the motorhome situation, so I guess you have to talk to them when you get there about it. That's their thing there. And but I will talk about this, though. If you're coming in with a car, a truck, or motorhome, and have a golf cart on the back, we can't turn around and let you come through there. You're better off going to the other side. You can come through there if you want to be charged like a race car and saying that it cost you $40 for testing them, because you're taking up space. Just letting everybody know. We're trying to make sure we got enough room for all the cars. I know a lot of people always want to be on the pit side. But if you have a golf cart and you have a trailer with the golf cart, if you don't want to pay the fee, you go on the other side, the spectator side. You can park on the spectator side where they're free at, on the one side there. And you can turn around and take your golf cart and ride it right around in there to pay. You can do that. But we're trying not to let the golf cart block up all the lanes or anything, because we don't need that. We need to get the cars to go right on through. And a lot of times, please stand by your cars. We don't need everybody walking away from their car and then leave the car there, and then the line wants to move up and they can't move because nobody's in the car. So we don't want that either. Trying to make it run nice and smooth. That's about it. Sammy, you got anything you want to add on your off-steel class, anything? Make sure you tell everybody that, you know, what your rules and everything so they really know, so nobody gets surprised or say they surprised. Even though you did it a couple times, you'd be surprised. Somebody will say, oh, I didn't know that. He didn't say this or whatever. So
I'm gonna go back to the rules and read it out right now.
Okay.
You know, make it easy on everybody. It's on the Team G Northeast All-Steel Glass page on Facebook, the rules. But I'll read them out real quick. And what else? It's the self-explanatory. What? It's 150 buy-in, includes tech card. That 150, 10 cars, say 10 cars are within, it'd be $1,500. Winner take all. That's pretty much it. All right. Now, we've got the rules. Stock appearing exterior.
Oh, let me, Sammy, let me for a second one time. Sammy?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I just want to make sure I tell everybody, if you're running in Sammy's class, you don't pay for $40 for a test and tune ticket. All you pay is $150. That's it. You don't pay $40, then $150. If you're running the class, you make sure you tell the class, your class, you'll get a tech card right there. It'll be the $150 for the tech card. That's it. We don't charge for bringing the car in $40 and then turn around and put $150 on. No, you're just paying $150, and that's it. So then everything, whatever the $100, every time each one car goes in, it all goes to the pot. Not one thing comes out. So, as of worrying about saying, okay, I got to pay for the entry with the car 40 first, no, that doesn't work that way. That doesn't have anything about that. We eat that, it's no problem. So Sammy's class, totally different. If you're in that class, you don't have to worry about it. You pay for that only. Now, that goes for any one of those classes, anything that they have, whatever, a class. You pay for whatever it is, the class. You don't pay $40, then you add another $150 on. We're not doing that. Okay, so at least everybody knows what's going on. I've seen it happen. I know everybody else do it, but we don't do it. And it is all still $20 to get in as a spectator. Never changed. Over 12 years, never changed. So just let everybody know. Still $20. We're not going up like everybody else. And it's only $40 a test and tune. Going to be the same way as always. Not going to change. No surprises. So that's what it is. Okay, Sam, you can go ahead from there. I just want to make sure that everybody knows because I know that was one thing that had to be said. Okay?
All right. Sounds good to me. All right. Now we're going to go all steel, manufactured quarter panels, roof fenders, except hood, bumpers, and deck lids could be carbon or fiberglass. Stock appearance interior. Dash, rug, door panels. One seat is okay. And you can have a Lexan Octable Armor windshield for safety reasons. All right, now we go to ladder bar, four link allowed. No two chassis cars allowed. Car must have some stock frame rails, firewall, stock style front end, tire size, 28 non-Ws. And 275s or smaller, no wheelie bars. Power plant. Yeah. Who cares? And that's pretty much it.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if you got turbo, whatever. It don't matter.
Turbo, big block, small block, it doesn't matter.
Okay. That's all everybody needs to know. So you heard
it
from Sammy himself. Sammy is the one that's running.
You have four turbos, nice, and a pro charger. With a mountain motor, doesn't matter.
Okay. Now, I'm just letting you guys know, this is Sammy's thing, so don't come with me trying to come and change the rules. It's Sammy rules, and that's it. That's how it's going, and that's how it's going to be. I'm not changing nothing, and I'm not coming over there to bend nothing for him. He did a great time last time, and I'm letting him go ahead and do it again.
And no time calls. It has to be no time calls, 365 days, not show time.
Okay, so a whole year without showing times, and if you didn't show for a whole year, now you can come in. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that answers some questions there, too, because I know a couple people asked about that. What was the time limit? All right, so at least everybody knows. Everybody knows. I mean, I think Friday night's going to be great. You know, it's going to be nice, and, you know, especially at nighttime. I always like that track at night. It looks like a movie, like, because of the scoreboards and everything. It lights up so good over there. The lighting's nice. I know there's also the grudge runs that you got going off. You got a couple off the trailer. Now I see Top Notch has been calling somebody out. I don't know if he locked them yet. I'm not too sure for Friday. I know Jason Gray, he locked in with a guy from South Carolina, the Green Mustang. They were supposed to get it off down in Darlington, I think, or something, last year or something. I'm not sure if it's Darlington or Florida, one or two. But the guy called him up and wanted to run, and so they're locked in. Also, I know Killer's locked in with Sugar Mama, and she's from Georgia. So that's the White Malibu. Not too sure about all the whole car and that. They locked that up on Pro Stock Joe's show. But they'll be there also. So it's going to be a lot of good stuff. I mean, I got to say, you know. I know Brooks and all of them, they'll be there. Also, I know a lot of guys are going around a couple places. Brooks does have a show down there at the Northeast. I know he's got something going on this week. The Big Ties, trying to help them guys out with the Big Ties, trying to get them guys to come back and do what they're, you know, capable of. So it's going to be very interesting right now. So many guys out there that's coming out there from everywhere, from whether it's down south, out west, up north, you know, so it's great to see everybody's going to come together and try to really get it in. I know a lot of guys out here right now didn't even get to get tested yet. Some are going out this week. Some are going out next week. Hopefully we can get everything all together in one-shot deal and just see what happens. Everything else should be good. What the heck? Someone just answered me. Let me see. Make sure. Is there anything else? Did I skip anything else, Sammy? Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's the Bad Mouth Crew versus Team G. Team G. All steel, all glass. Okay. That's supposed to happen on that day. That's right. That's Friday, right? Or Saturday?
Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Oh, Saturday at 5 o'clock? Okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah. They borrowed a car to crack my ass, so I borrowed a car and cracked their ass.
Mm-hmm. So whatever you come with, as long as it's all steel or glass, your car goes against their car.
They don't know what car I'm coming with, but I know what car they're coming with.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a game changer.
Oh.
Not wrong.
Boy.
What's up, Fat Albert?
Y'all, what's going on, Jodas? What say Sammy? He said Sammy say he bringing a car? Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Very, very interesting. How you doing, Joe?
Huh? Oh, we got the manager on here also?
Yeah, the manager on here.
Oh. Look. Sammy, you know manager is getting behind the wheel of a car?
Oh, shit. Manager?
Yes.
What car are you driving?
Wait after you and Weeby,
right behind you in the lane. I'm right behind you.
Who are you gonna cut? Whose ass you gonna cut?
Cut Antoine.
Oh damn.
Yep. So you might as well when you get down running Weeby, you might as well hurry up and get out your racing car and just look down the track and see who gets you finished, get down to the bottom line, because it's gonna be funny down there at the bottom though.
Oh shit! It's gonna be a gap.
Man, I'm gonna hit one of Avon moves. I might just fall on the ground and start laughing though. I'm gonna do something at the bottom, man.
Now I want to ask you a question. Quick question.
Yeah.
What race you like versus the Bard Cause of Peace?
Hold on. Again?
The Bard Cause of Peace Saturday at 5 o'clock. Who you like?
Between who?
Bad Mouth Bard and Sam?
Who?
The Bad Mouth Crew, Billy Brown.
Oh, the Bad versus. Mouth Crew bring the car versus you bring the car?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're bringing
they both got to be off the all glass right now.
I'm bringing off the all glass, and they're bringing the boogeyman truck.
Hey, well, what I can say for Bad Mouth, I know who they're bringing. I feel like they're bringing boogeyman. And so I know they bring a boogeyman, and whatever you bring, you got the out top boogeyman. But the changes, I know that boogeyman, Sammy, you my man. I don't know boogeyman ride, man. You got to be on your motherfucking A game, man. You got to be on some professional shit. You got to be on some professional shit because boogeyman.
I'll ask Fat Albert the question, but the thing is, Fat Albert can't answer that question because he's the DP man.
I can say Boogeyman went from Boogeyman to the Haunted House. You ever went to the Haunted House on Halloween and you on the wooden spec? That's why I call Boogeyman the Haunted House.
I ain't scared.
Yeah, he changed his name up. You didn't see the new name put in the car? It's called the Haunted House. It's not Boogeyman no more. Cause I say, why you call it haunted? I say, why you call it haunted house? He said, because when you don't know what they expect when you walk in there. I'm like, God damn, good lord, call the motherfucker the haunted house. Damn.
Oh, so I'm gonna have the haunted track there because they don't know what the hell they're walking into.
Yeah, well, me and Antoine, the second pit on the track after you and Weeby get it on and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Can I get
$20
on that race?
Huh?
Because Antoine don't
want to
bet on that one.
You
want to
bet that Antoine beat me?
No.
He bet with you.
Man versus him. Oh, you talking about between you and Boogie, you in the haunted house?
Yeah.
You know, you got it. Matter of fact, I make it even better. Let's make it even funner. I bet twenty that the haunted house beat you. Whatever car you bring it down there. And I bet another 20 that he got. So that's $40 right there, Sammy. Us personally.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Bet, lock, bet.
Matter of fact, I feel so good. Hold on, man. I ain't done. Another 20. That boogeyman leads first. There you go. That's $60, boogeyman. That's $60. Sammy, $60.
Okay, Fat Albert, you heard that,
so
right?
Are we locked? Are we locked? So say, remember what I said.
I bet twenty, man.
Look, hold this.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to get it, Hassan.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
On the tree.
All right.
He bet 20 on the gap, and he's betting 20 on the wind light.
Yes. That's the final lock on my end. That's the lock, Sam, between us.
Right,
So I gotta say, I'm gonna say to make it official, I'm gonna say bet and then lock.
It's locked, Hassan.
Okay, bet is a lock. It's locked on both ends. So
bet,
so it's $60.
I'm just gonna make sure I got $6 coming to me. Let's make it like this.
I'm betting. That he leave first. I'm betting on the gap, and I'm betting on the win leg. That's them three. $60.
Where the TP goes?
Huh?
And that whole 60 goes on the where the BP goes.
Soon I get to, it won't be no problem. Soon I get to the track, I'm going straight to FedEx.
If somebody pays the DP, if they, I pay the DP, I give you $60. If Haunted House pays the DP, you pay me $60.
I gotta give you $60. Yeah, that's how the Punk Out gonna be. If Boogeyman paid Punk Out, I owe you $60. If the Bad Mouth Crew pay Punk Out to you, then you owe me $60. Hold on, I got it wrong.
If Sammy pays Punk Out, he owe you $60.
Yeah.
If Haunted House pays Punk Out, you owe Sammy $60.
Exactly. That's what I meant to say. My bad.
Right. Leave it right there.
All right, that's a final lock.
Fat, I'm going to ask you stuff. You on the phone.
Yeah.
How long has Sam been driving for?
To be honest with this, Long Island Joe. Matter of fact, I've been driving, but let's understand this. This is my first time on the track. So if Antoine
I know that, but I'm just saying this. How long you been driving a regular car?
Oh, I've been driving a regular car. I don't want to expurge that, Long Island Joe.
I remember last time you almost ran Pee Wee over. When you were pulling the grocery get on, you remember that day?
No, I ain't run PO.
Can I get
into your pot?
You want to get in the pot? What, you like me over Antoine?
Yeah, and I'm gonna rent the coffee.
Huh?
I'm gonna rent the coffee.
I hear you, Sammy.
Sammy said he's gonna rent the car for you.
I'm gonna get the rental fee.
Okay, the bet is 50. It's 50 on 200 now.
All right.
So what you want to do?
I'll take half the pot if I get to rent the car for you.
Mark Jackson rent the car. He'll get the car.
Mark is getting you a Nissan Sentra. I don't want to get you a Nissan Sentra. I'm gonna go get you an Exotic.
Both of them gotta be the same.
But this is the thing now. Hold on. This is the thing. Antoine got to go get his car. But Antoine got to sit just like me. So listen, at the end of the day, because Antoine hasn't got his car, but Mark Jackson already got my car. So you can always switch up the car. And Antoine got to match the same car. So you still got a chance, Sammy.
Mark already reserved it.
Okay, my bad. Mark already reserved it.
So you know what? Tell Mark, make sure he has a fucking good warranty on that motherfucker, because I'm gonna put a straight nitrous line into the intake, the cold air intake in that bitch.
Man, you gonna have to have some toilet paper down at the finish line if you do that.
Hey Sammy, you and Weeby better move. Yeah, you have your car to the side when I get down to the bottom end now. Don't be sitting down at the bottom end.
Oh shit. Oh damn.
Look, 'cause I'm going through the sandbox.
No, don't do that.
But no, listen to this. You'll be on the road. But listen to this one. I'll be at the finish line, but we'd still be at the line.
God damn, disrespectful. Mm.
Very disrespectful.
Damn. Damn, very disrespectful. Mm, we. Damn, I don't know what to say about that, man. Damn. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that, but one thing for certain, I'm coming out with that win. So that's all I need. That's all I want to know. That's all I know.
Well, you know what? You ain't holding the money, Fat Albert. You got any predictions?
That race, yeah, very comical. That's my prediction. Very comical. Get
come
ready
on,
for
Dad.
The hard layup.
Hey, let me listen.
Long Island.
So, So we can clear this up. When I get down the track, though, Sam, I'm gonna walk straight over to you. Man, how you doing? Hey, listen. When I first get to the track, I'm gonna walk right over to Fed Albert and hand the $60 for Sammy. So just to let you know. So Fed Albert will have the money in his hand. So after y'all race Sammy, you know, to go holler Fed Albert, he'll have it.
This ought to be interesting. That's all I can say.
Hey, who you like, though, Faye? Pick one to ride with.
Ooh, boy, Joe, open up another mic.
Everybody, look, it's packed on here. They clicking off. They like, oh, man, you know, we don't want to say nothing. I guess they didn't know it. He was going to be on here. But what the heck is Antoine at anyhow? He's scared to get on here now? You don't got the man all
nervous? Yeah, Antoine scared over. Yeah, Antoine scared to get on here.
I saw y'all did a live feed.
Boy,
y'all forever doing live feed.
Oh yeah, I had to go live on Boost Styles. Now Boost Styles, man, his mouth is bad right now. Boost Styles want to run EJ Jones. I don't understand that.
Streaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Hey, Long Island Joe, make sure Antoine come down there with that chicken and that all that food he had on live feed today, that pulled pork and all that. So don't let him in the gates if he don't got it. Please, Fed Albert and Long Island Joe. don't let him in the gates.
He said don't let him in the gates.
Yeah, he was on live feed with the chicken and the pulled pork and putting the season all on it real slowly and all that. Nah, yeah. Oh, nope. Car check. So he get to the gate.
Did he turn his back and throw the salt over his shoulder?
Man, he did a lot. He gonna explain to you. It was crazy though. Look, people when he listened to my last season, you know, they telling Antoine to do a cooking show. It looked that good.
Well, hold on now. Now you know this is some shit. Now y'all talking about some damn cooking show because. I'm being real about it. OG Bobby got a cooking show too, so you better cut it out.
Bobby be cooking. Yeah, Bobby.
Hey,
I like Antoine over
OG Bobby if they ever go at it on live.
Cooking?
Yes, I like Antoine over OG Bobby.
Myself.
Yes,
I like myself on that one.
You want to lock Antoine in on that?
I'll lock him in any day of the week.
You know what y'all should do? Y'all should go ahead and cook and have three people that judge the taste of the track. You know what I'm saying? Whoever wins, get the pack. Whoever wins, get the pack. Now, how about that? That sounds pretty good. You cook at your house. He cook at his house. Then when y'all come to the track, you got three people in the judge that's going to taste the food. Whoever they think the food is the best,
win the pack. We got to cook at the track. We got to cook at the track, not the house.
Oh, yeah, cook at the track. And if you have three people that's going to judge, it's going to be a certain time. Long Island Joe or Fed Albert can put that together if they want to, like two on the side. And, you know, whoever the best and the judge likes the best, then they call out the winner and stuff, and y'all win the whole pack. It depends on how much y'all put up. That'd be a good little hustle.
I ain't going to lie to you. Last time we did do that. I mean, but some people were crying that the judge wasn't right.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, look, I'm not going to lie to you. Guess who the one that was crying?
Who?
I know you're on here right now, so I'm gonna make him get on here. Dexter.
Yes, that's right. Get his ass, Joe. Who was it, Joe? Expose his ass, Joe. Get him, Joe.
Dexter.
Huh? Dexter, yeah.
He tried to say, I cheated
hey,
out. I stacked
the one that custom tea. What's that girl named?
Oh, Lord. Don't even call that one.
Oh, Lord, she went off. Good.
Did she go off? Listen, I'm not going to tell you no lie. I'm being real about it. Presentation-wise, her turkey was looking the best, the bomb. I'm not going to lie to you. But you had to require a taste. I think she had bourbon in her damn turkey. When a turkey gets your ass drunk, I think she put the whole bottle in that bitch. I'm not lying. I ain't never tasted no turkey.
She got upset, though, man.
Huh? Because
she didn't win.
Yeah, she spent all that. She spent this money on this alcohol, expensive alcohol. No lie. She soaked the turkey in alcohol and cooked it. I ain't going to lie. Now, you got to You gotta require that taste. That's all.
Yeah.
I know Northbrook stuff. I know that's your show, or whatever. But I'm just doing this as a fan on as my part. Like, this is what I would like to see. Thursday, you know what I'm saying, where everybody start coming in or whatever, they should do, y'all should have a cooking battle with two grills, and they cooking, they doing their thing, and have three judges, and then they put the money up, whoever wins. I mean, I think that'd be good. That'd be a nice little fun event on a Thursday, though. I would like to see that. It can happen.
Thursday is just it's not mine.
Thursday,
so that's, yeah, Thursday. I can't do any really singing.
Hold on one second, please.
Let me make sure I open up this mic. Hey, Sammy. Sammy? Is Sammy still there or no?
Sammy,
go. Yeah,
no,
I'm
Sammy,
here.
Sammy, go.
I had you on mute.
Oh,
I'm here.
Sammy, can you call and so Killer can get on the mic? He can't get on because he said it's full.
All right, I got him now.
Okay, thank you.
Killer.
All right, let me open up this mic, you guys. 240-6753, your mic is open.
Y'all not going to tell me that turkey wasn't bought in here. That turkey was not made here.
Hey, look, I'm looking for Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones on here?
Mr. Jones?
Yeah, Mr. Andre Jones.
Oh, that's his new name? Andre Jones? That's the manager's new name.
Looking for the four-wheeler action with that rental car.
You know, hey, come on now. You know your name.
Andre Jones. What do you want to do with that rental car?
That's not my name. That's not my name.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he ain't talking about me. He sounds scared already, but I mean, he ain't saying my name.
So,
that's why
so what's your name then?
Hey, if you don't know my name, if he didn't say my name, that means he ain't talking to me.
All right, I'm talking about you then, Stutterbox. I'm talking about you, Rattlestop.
Well, my name ain't you, so sorry. You ain't talking about me.
So what do you want to do?
I'm coming over south
looking for you.
I'm not trying to cut in nobody's conversation.
No.
I'm not cutting nobody's conversation. He ain't talking to me. Whoever talking to me got to say the manager. Then I reply.
I'm talking to the employee.
The employee.
What do you want to do, man? You want to get it on or what? The manager.
Oh, yeah, you talking to me. Hey, what's up? What's going on? Okay, I heard my name. What's going on? Talk to me, doctor.
Do you want to do something with that rental car?
Now, how about if I bring my four-wheeler down and go across your motherfucking ass? How about that?
We ain't got to go far. But you know what? Yeah, bring that motherfucker down here. Let's lock it tonight.
I'm sick of your motherfucking ass. All right. And
I'm going to lock in the whole $100.
And I'm going to beat you with a willy stand all the way down the track. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to beat you.
Okay. Well, are you going to lock in tonight?
Talking come to an end now.
My phone going dead.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. But I had the Michael Jackson shoes on now, man. God, I got to take them shows off.
Hold on.
Let me make sure I get Sammy back in because now he could get back on. Hold on a second, Sammy. I know he texted me in. Let me try to make sure I call him in because he couldn't get in. So I'm going to try to, I know I can use it one time and that's it. Let me make sure I get him in. Man, why you moonwalk like that?
I don't know.
Why you moonwalk like that?
Because I walked in the store and the floor was wet. My bad.
Okay.
I had a moonwalk on that one.
Okay, let me make sure I I'll get him in here. Yeah, I need to know these predictions too. Who you think gonna win these races and who not gonna win?
Please leave your message for 347-258-1310.
Sammy, that was you. I'll try to call you in there, Sammy.
I know one thing, Joe, it's getting closer. You notice it's getting a little bit quieter as the closer we every week we get closer. It's getting quieter and quieter, Joe. You notice that? Getting quieter and quieter. sound like to me somebody getting a little nervous here.
Put a name on it. Who's getting scared?
It's just getting quiet. Every week it's getting closer and closer. I'm not hearing the same old talk. I'm going to do this. But now that every week we're getting closer, it's getting quieter and quieter.
I can say one person that I know that got real quiet.
I can say one thing. That darn Buck Gibson. Yo, he called me this morning. He said, I'm ready to send all my TVs right now. That's one guy that's ready. Buck is ready.
Yeah, I got till next week to send mine.
Yeah, so.
Hold on one second. Let me just make sure I open this mic up. And, Sammy, you said you hit your one button, but I don't see anything. You ain't in up here. You were off the queue. I had just called your number. Well, let me open this number up, and then I'm going to call you from my regular phone, see what's going on. 914-9870, your mic is open.
Good evening. Hey, Fat Albert. This is Kevin Hunt. How are you, man?
What's up, Kevin? How you doing, bud?
I'm good. March got here fast, didn't it? March got here real fast. Question.
Yes, sir.
I was one of the big deposits was put up by one person, Fat Albert. Could you give us some insight on that?
Say that again now. Somebody got the background
noise. Somebody racing cars. Yeah, one of the deposits that was talked about for a while, that race that, you know, everybody wanted to see, Young Stang. I heard that his money has been put up, his DP. Did you hear anything about that, just to confirm it?
Well, I'm just going to put it out there. I talked to Jason. He said he's not dealing that race. He's not dealing with it. So he's done with it. That situation came up about the fake race and all that. He said he's out of it. He said he's not dealing
with it. Because I kind of got wind today that Young Stang sent his money like he agreed to, and I was just wondering, you know, what on the other end. So, okay, well, you just answered that question, brother.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I wasn't a DP man on that one, but he told me I'm not worrying about that. I'm not even going to deal with the man. I'm done with it. It's over. Dead. He said, I'm not racing. I'm not doing anything. So,
your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Damn, that's a lot, man.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Hold on, Fat Albert. I got Sammy on my cell phone.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Sammy, I tried to call your thing, but it's not hanging it up over this keyboard.
Your message has been sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
All right.
You want to try him again, Joe? Because I got him on my cell. He can hear you.
Okay.
Kevin, that's the deal on that, Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
He said he's going to try again, Joe.
Okay.
Hey, what was you saying, Hassan?
All right.
I mean, to piggyback with what he was saying, right?
Hold on, Joe. Sammy said, Joe, look for his number now, because it said, I heard it say, he's now in the hostess queue.
Okay, we got you. We got him.
Okay, I can hang. Sammy, let him. All right.
Sammy,
you're welcome, nephew.
Yeah, we in.
Can you hear me? Can you
Yo,
hear me, Joe?
Listen. Hey, Joe.
Hold on, Killer.
There's Killer. We got Killer on it.
All right, I got Killer. Killer,
hey,
Killer.
Hey, Joe, you want to hear my prediction?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I thought with Joe Gray, I thought with Jason. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Buck's going to pay the DP, and Avon's going to pay me the DP.
Oh, shoot.
Can I get a better? There's one thing Avon ain't going to do is pay a DP.
Yeah, I'm betting that Jason don't pay no punk out, so I'm betting $500.
I'm telling you I'm going to gap him.
Okay.
Hold on.
Who, Jason?
Hold on, you guys. Hold on. Hold on, because if I don't open this mic up, he's going to kill me. Hold on. I already know who you hit a nerve there.
He
bet
no
way. 4-5-3-2, your mic is open.
Ain't no way in the hell I'm paying DP. I don't care if you
Read
my whole country mouth.
Oh, shit, Avon on here.
Paying DP.
You done pissed
Avon
on. Oh, shit.
That is just free money.
Shit. Hey. Hey, guess what, Killer?
What's up? You got me twice.
You know you my son, right?
I know you are, Dad.
Ooh. All right, so it's gonna stay like that. It's gonna stay like that.
I know you my father. But
okay,
I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you.
Hey, you know what they say?
You
know what they say, right? You feel froggy, jump up there so I can smack you back down.
Listen, I asked you for a pair of sneakers 2 weeks ago. You still didn't send me the money, Dad.
Hey, you make more than me.
Avon.
Yeah.
Well, I got you locked in, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I feel bad for you, too. God damn.
Sammy.
Yeah.
I'm up on you too, Sammy. I'm up on you too. You forgot?
Yeah, I know. You're my dad too.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, hey, y'all trying to tell me Avon got a whole bunch of kids?
Yeah.
Y'all trying to get child support?
Nah, motherfucker. That's why we're gonna rob him for our child support. I'm 26.
Oh,
dude. Hey, Joe. Whoever likes Jason that day, I want them to come see me when me and him race.
Ooh.
What day y'all racing, Joe?
Probably Friday.
Oh, okay.
I want whoever likes Jason that day, I want them to come see me personally.
And I got an announcement too. Whoever don't like Avon, I'm betting $100 every time he races. $100 bet. Come on, holler.
Oh, I like Avon. That's my father, but I'm gonna teach him a lesson.
Like I said, whoever
you
don't like Avon,
$200. Cut that out, Hassan.
Huh?
Hassan.
What?
You better cut that. You only supposed to be bringing $200 out there. You better cut that out. You better limit that bet.
No, would you?
No, I don't like it. Long Island, you got it wrong. He's bringing $200, but after he kicks somebody's coattail in, he's going to have $400.
Oh, okay. All right, so y'all saying he gonna be Antoine up, so that's the deal. So he has $400 to bet with.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
Right, manager?
Yeah.
Right, manager?
You are right. You already
Am I right?
know. I'm gonna kill him dead.
Hey, yo, Joe, I got 100 shirts being made. I'm giving them away for free, so everybody stop in and pick it up.
All right. Well, hold me a 2X right there.
I got you.
Hey, Sam, I like 100 that way. We be throw the parachute in your face.
Oh, who?
We be put the parachute in your face. That we be will shoot the parachute in your face.
Damn.
He could go right ahead.
What's that?
He could be pushing.
Yeah, but
I won't be able to see it. I won't be able to see it. All right.
Matter of fact,
Hey,
I can't
Sammy.
Take that bet because I'm going to be standing. I'm not going to be driving. I'm going to be sitting behind this car watching him stay to help him push
Sammy,
it off the line.
Hey, listen, that's why you can take the bet. That's why you can take the bet because you won't see it if he pull it because you back there watching. Take the money,
I won't be driving. I won't be driving.
Right.
Avon, he ain't trying to take Avon. Leave it alone, Avon.
I'll get to see it. I'll get to see Weedy. Parachute will come out when I help him push the car back off the stage, off the line.
But that's what I'm saying. You win.
Yes. You know what? That's true.
Avon, he drunk. He drunk. I think he's drinking something, Avon. He drunk. The man drunk,
yeah,
Avon.
I'm drunk my coffee.
Okay, look, Avon, who you want, Avon?
I got Killer and Sammy.
Killer and Sammy.
And
okay.
More to come. And more to come.
Hey Sammy, how much you want to bet that Avon put the gap on you?
$60. Avon in that trick bag too. Avon is in that trick bag too.
Avon trick bag?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yep.
Yeah, Avon
in that
trick bag too. Avon is
trick
bag.
I bet a hundred.
Avon. Yeah. Avon in the trick bag.
You're racing tips are all steel, all glass, right?
No.
That's you wrong, Sammy. See, look. See, now Sammy in the trick bag. And Sammy got tricked too. God damn.
Avon, I'll never do a trick bag on him because he's a true out grudge racer and he won a race.
But he's not in the all steel, all glass, though. He's not in the all steel, all glass, so you're confused now.
No. It's try me against baby crazy or so. We know that already.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
so you trying to say baby back. Crazy? Baby, because I'm asking you a question. Baby crazy horse going to gap Avon. That's what you're telling me.
No, Avon said he's going to gap me.
I didn't say he's
not going to gap me.
I didn't say nothing. That was.
The manager said that.
That was Hassan saying that.
Yeah, so bet that. All right. Bet he's not gonna gap me.
Hey, hold on a second, you guys. I'm just gonna drop what's the name off the mic. I don't know how he dropped the whole 202-2474. Your mic is open.
I took myself out of the queue. I'm just listening. Y'all go ahead.
Okay.
Yo, I bet 100 Avon don't gap me.
Oh shit, disrespectful. Oh shit, Avon, you hear that, Avon?
Everybody coming for me. All my sons. I'm going to have to smack all of them back down.
Hey, what you say? Hey, what you say, Avon?
Avon, who's your older son?
Where's your older kid?
Yeah, I'm listening to Avon.
I'm going to have to pull out my belt. I'm going to go buy me a new belt because I'm going to have to whistle that.
Avon, where's your older kid? Who's me and Killer's brothers are?
It's a whole bunch.
Our siblings. Where are they? But they're usually on the show. Where are they?
Oh, the bad mouth crew.
They ain't on here today. Yeah, they ain't on there.
Hey, they probably on
Wicked Bird's live feed. He roasting them now.
You think Killer gonna gap Charlie? You crazy as a motherfucker. You crazy as
shit. Hold on. I gotta ask Avon something first. If I don't do it now, I'm gonna get killed over it. Avon, how much it cost me to bring me some of that banana pudding down? I want to buy a chain at, no lie, for real.
Hey, Avon, you better
you hit me
you
up.
You better bring my tray.
I gotta ask Mama. I gotta ask Mama.
All right,
first. She already told you yes.
Mama, right next to you. I need a tray too.
Okay, I appreciate it. You just give me the price, and
I need
a
tray too.
Cash app. We got you.
I need a tray too.
Hey, Avon, I need a tray too.
We'll split it. You know how we do.
No,
we be all good.
How many? Killer, I already talked to Killer. He want two. Right, Killer?
My man.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Killer.
I'm going to take one.
I want two trays.
I'm going to take
one.
Okay,
and Joe want one.
How much you selling for, Avon?
Don't worry about it. You just eat with us. Don't worry about it. I got that. I got you.
All right, hey, brother.
All right, Joe.
Ain't
come
no price.
You,
ain't no
come
price
you.
On food.
Shit.
Ain't no price on the trade.
You want
just
three.
Bring
and you do three trades for the North versus South. You already got two for Killer. You got one more for Joe. Yeah, Joe, you good.
All right. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All
right. Sounds like she made some outstanding banana pudding, huh, Joe?
I'm not going to lie to you. I ate banana pudding before.
Yeah.
But, man, when I tasted her, I was like, oh, my God. People talking about they got the better one. Hey, I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to bet on this.
Hey, Joe, hold tight. I want my wife to hear that one. Hold tight. I got to go there. Hold tight.
Hey, Avon.
Just for bringing
me my two tray, I'm not going to gap you. I'm just going to beat you by half a car.
Nah.
I want you to gap. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
You want me to gap you?
Right here.
I must say, I had people tell me I done ate plenty of banana puddings and everywhere, and everybody tell me everybody's got the best, this is best, but when I ate yours, I had to say, I don't know anybody can beat that banana pudding. That is on the mind. I ate plenty at my aunt's, everybody, but when I ate that one, I was like, oh, no.
Hey, Joe.
Enjoyed it.
Joe, tell the truth. How came on? How much did you pay Joe to say that?
No.
Sammy, you want to hear something bad?
Hey. I'm going to tell you what happened. And I'm going to tell everybody what happened. I had my banana pudding. My wife put it to the side. I ate mine. And she said, yeah, I'm going to go. This is going to be good with some coffee, a hot chocolate on the way home. So she went to the store. And we stopped at 7-Eleven on the way back. I forgot all about it. I ate mine. I'm over here eating hers. I looked down there. I had a little crumb. I thought she going to kill me. She said, that's mine. I said, no, that's mine. I forgot I had ate it already. I said, oh, man, I'm sorry, Chris. So basically, I got to get us some banana pudding back, too. So that means I said, I definitely got to get some. I was,
hey,
man,
Joe,
that was good.
So,
hey, Joe,
I had Avon
deliver six trays.
Huh? Come on.
I had Avon deliver me six trays for Thanksgiving to New York.
Yes, he did.
Man, If I knew you would get the tray going up in New York, I'd have met Joe there go get that tray. Wait till somebody tried. I can't wait. I'm not gonna eat mine till Saturday. That's what
I'm. Don't worry, I got two trays. You can stop in my motorhome and pick some up.
All right, sound good. I'll keep some with me and we can keep going on for Saturday.
That's right.
All right. Uh-oh. Let me open up a couple of these mics. Everybody hit me, flashing me. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? How's everybody on here?
I can't complain. We got James, Big James on there.
Hey, I got a prediction.
You got a prediction?
On,
go ahead and tell us that prediction.
I like Bigfoot over that wagon.
Ooh, over Carl.
Like Bigfoot over the wagon.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like the wagon.
I like Bigfoot over the wagon.
I like the wagon.
Who there saying they like the wagon?
Killer.
Want to bet 100?
Yes, sir.
It's a bet.
Lock. No problem.
All right. Lock. Hey, how about, all right, James, since you did that one, how about the race on Friday between you and Zeus?
What about it?
I'm quite sure some people out there looking to see. Some people saying Zeus, and some people saying James. You gonna bet an extra 100, 200
like,
if
like,
anybody want against you?
I like Zeus too.
Yeah, you better
like
Zeus.
To pay me. I like Zeus to pay me.
I like with Zeus to pay me. Damn.
They've been telling me that Zeus is ready to go. That's what I can tell you right now. Fat Albert says Zeus is ready to go ahead and lock on everybody, all his deposits up, everybody.
I like Zeus.
No, that was,
you like Zeus, Fat Albert?
That was Buck. No, that was Buck, Joe. I'm talking about with the green Mustang. He the one that called me.
Oh,
said,
the green
I'm ready to put all my deposits up. Yeah.
Okay.
Buck.
But Zeus is ready
like
for
Zeus?
People too now. Who taking Zeus? Manager, did you just say something about Zeus?
Yeah, now I feel like Zeus in that race.
You like Zeus against James? Okay.
Against James? That's gonna be a good race. It's gonna be a good one.
That's gonna be a real good race.
Zeus is a jolly motherfucker. I'm telling you, Wicked Bird is coming to the Long Island show.
Somebody got their mic open and we hear the whole background of something going on.
I wonder what's going to happen with
Wicked Bird is coming on the Long Island show.
Huh?
If Wicked Bird show up in
Hold on, Manager. When you was on that live with, what's the name, you said you didn't like Zeus. You be flip-flopping.
Hassan.
Oh, this is my man with the this is the dude with the G-body that beat ODB. Oh, yeah. Nah, fuck that shit. I'm just talking about something else. Come on. Nah, I'm good.
He said you were
I like Zeus.
I'm good. Red Rock.
I like Zeus over Mayhem.
Look, I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be interesting because it's gonna be who gonna move first.
Man, that
I like
Zeus
over Mayhem.
That ain't gonna determine it.
I like Zeus over Mayhem.
Let me hear what James got to say. James, that ain't gonna determine it.
I like Zeus over Mayhem.
Hell no, that's not. Well, then how much, Sammy?
I just fucking with you.
Hey, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm going first.
You gonna move first?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Hey, Jay,
yes,
let me ask you a
no
question.
Doubt
who
in
you
my
like?
Mind.
Who you like between Sammy and Boogeyman?
I don't know neither one of the cars. So.
Okay, my bad. All right.
Oh man, Weeby said it's full. He can't get in on here right now. I mean, everybody's saying full. God, dog. Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to make sure I open up your mic because this might be Zeus, so y'all better be careful what y'all say. 919-0371, your mic is open.
What's going on, Long Island?
What's going on, Darryl?
This is Butchie Woods. That's who that is. Yeah, because
I
called from a different phone
voice.
Tonight.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I didn't recognize the number. I was like, that can't be Butch. That's not his number.
He's trying to be incognito down here. He's trying to be incognito.
Nah, I'm not incognito.
What's going on, Mr. Butchie Woods?
Ah, man, I can't call it, brother.
Hold up. any predictions? I got a hit.
Yeah, I got a few.
Go ahead. I know one of them. I'm gonna ask that prediction. I'm gonna ask you to give me the predictions on between you and Cliffy.
I like Butchie Woods over Cliff.
I like All Eyes on Me with Space.
Oh damn.
Now you're not gonna gap Cliff. Come on now, you're talking crazy now.
You heard what he said. All Eyes on Me, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it.
Right? That's the name of your car. That's the name of your car, right?
Nah, my name of my car is Mr. Big Stuff, but I like that All Eyes on Me because I'm gonna give him something to see.
Okay. All right. Uh huh.
That's the Cliff. I'm gonna tap a few more people on their shoulder.
Now, if I see you get gapped now, I'm gonna come over and still see you now. Okay.
Hey, no problem. No problem at all.
Hey, look, I'm not going to lie to you. James, though, I roll with him all the time. I ain't going to lie. So, when they give me a race, I got to stay on the neutral on the other one between him and James. I got to stay back. But all the other races with James, you know I roll. I just got to stay out of that one. I had to watch.
Hey, James, have you heard anything from LaRon? Did he give you everything in drag racing?
Yeah, I look forward to that race more than any race.
Well,
the week before the track, before the put up the deposit the week before the race, so that's when I'm putting all my deposits up.
Yeah,
I haven't heard anything.
He's been real quiet.
Yo. And when I say it's some cookies on that race, God almighty.
You had to pull over the county?
Woo! When the race happened, they put some cookies on that one.
Shoot. You bring your money counter. Bring the money counter.
I'm going to double up. I'm going to take the money I win from Zeus and bet it back if he show up.
He's gonna parlay it.
And look, and I'm gonna say, and I know what Zeus would say if he was on here. He gonna use your money to donate it to charity.
Well, I'm gonna donate it to myself.
If he's looking for a charity, I got a name for it.
Yeah, I got one too.
Right?
Yeah,
ain't that right, Fat Alpha? We got a nice charity.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you a question. If Zeus beat you and you give him the money, he just throw it up in the air and walk away, and everybody's falling down and pick it up and everything, what you going to say?
Zeus ain't
I'm going to say nothing. That's his money. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that's his money. He can do whatever he want with it.
I've seen it happen at the racetrack before. I said that's disrespectful when somebody do that.
I've seen it too.
When dude said, I don't even want this shit, and throw it up in the air. I'm like, God damn, in front of your face. And the money rained down on you. Like, that's disrespectful.
And how to pick it up.
Right back up.
He gave it back to me. Yeah, I'm taking it right back. Hold on one second, you guys. Let me open up another mic. 347-306-8. Your mic is open.
Fat Albert.
Yo.
You like Zeus?
I like who? Say that again now.
You like Zeus against James?
I'm neutral on that, Bo.
You ain't no DP, man. You ain't no DP, man.
I can never get your ass, boy. You hard to get.
Who's that?
What's going on, Money Mike?
Wait a minute. I am the DP man for that race. That's why I just said I'm new.
No, you are not. Are you? Yeah, he is the DP man. Yeah.
Fat Albert.
You
going to call it
down? James, you? Hold on. James, you ready? Good Lord, James, I was on the phone. We was just me, you, and
I said you are.
But Fat Albert.
You did.
Fat Albert.
James is trying to get a couple more dollars.
Fat Albert,
Money Mike,
you can be the DP man.
I don't mind that.
When I DP a race. Nah, that's one of my rules. I don't do that when I DP a race. I stay neutral.
I got to come sit down with you in the car.
I don't do that.
All right, I got
Money you. Mike, what's going on, Money Mike?
Who you like, Sammy?
Huh?
Who
I'm
you
the
like
DP, man. I'm neutral.
God,
I'm
damn,
the DP,
like
man. I'm neutral.
I ain't no DP, man. I know he ain't. But I can understand what he's saying, so I'll leave that alone.
But James understands where I'm going.
All right, well, you ain't say no more.
But, look, Money Mike, now I want to ask you a question. Who you like?
With what?
I got three of them locked in.
Shit, I'm out the loop. Who you got locked in? Well, Sammy, I like that all steel or glass race.
Who you like in that one?
I like you.
About Weeby and me.
Weeby, all right, but you my homeboy, Sammy. God damn, stop putting me in there.
All right. How about me and Avon?
Well, like I just said, I like you in there too.
Oh, shit. All right. Me and Money might go way back. Back in the days of the Shuffle Boys.
Yep.
So, Money Mike, you got any more predictions out there?
We coming with another little all motor car down there, so I'm gonna like that too if we get some action.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well. Hold on one second. Let me make sure I open up these other mics in here because everybody's popping up right now.
Money
here.
Mike, what's going on, Money Mike? What up, bro?
Let me see. 215-6904. Your mic is open.
What's up?
Uh-oh. Juice is on.
Oh.
What's up?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. What's going on, Juice?
Don't get quiet now, everybody.
I'm on mute.
I'm on mute. I'm out of here. I'm gone.
What's going on?
How you going for?
What's going on, Zeus?
What's happening?
What predictions you got for us, Zeus?
What I miss?
They were talking about your third grade teacher, your uncle. Your slow uncle?
Oh, my slow uncle? They want to be a part of my family then, huh?
Yeah, they were talking about your third grade teacher, your principal, and your slow uncle.
What predictions you got, dude? Come on, tell us some of your predictions.
For what?
On the races going down on May 25th and 26th.
Well, I'm going to win all three of mine. So, that's facts.
You're going to knock all three of them off?
I'm gonna knock all three of them off, and we could put another couple hundred dollars on the tree if you want to, my man. That's supposed to be the Malibu.
Oh, James, you call your name out, James.
James.
Don't get quiet now.
I said how much?
Hey, James, get your ass back in here, James.
Y'all must can't hear me. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
Jay said he's
for?
On. He said how much?
And I'm gonna tell you like this: if you leave before me, you red light it.
God damn!
I'm asking. We're not even talking about what if. We talking about how much the price is. How much?
Uh-oh.
500. Bet lock. There's two of y'all talking. Who am I talking to?
I'm saying lock. This is Zeus.
Okay.
If somebody said 500. That's you coming out your mouth. Lock it.
That's a bet.
All right, I'm gonna put that down on y'all.
Wait,
$500 on the tree.
Wait,
$500 on the tree?
Yeah,
so, just tell me something.
Hey, Joe, that's why I'm getting ready to say, how you gonna tell that if you don't see a car just actually leave first? Because there's no tickets,
yeah.
Right?
Well, there ain't no tickets, so I don't know how we gonna do that.
That's what I'm just saying.
That's right.
That's a crazy bet.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. That's why I said, how y'all going to tell that?
No,
somebody got to be
quick. No, it's not.
That's an argument waiting to happen, man.
Yeah, that is.
Here's what we can do. Ho, if y'all want me to, if y'all are serious, I will go to the tower and look at the reaction time. If y'all want to take my word on it.
That's all you got to do.
I will call.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
I don't want you to go to that tower at all. We don't trust Matt Albert.
That's a bad bet.
All right, well, no bet then. No, y'all going to call that off?
Yes, sir.
It wasn't a bet yet
because
it wasn't locked.
Yeah, they did say locked. They did say locked, Sammy.
Come on, let me have my fun.
Oh, my bad.
Hello?
Uncle Roy, I trust your decision. You go up there and see if the extra time right, I trust your decision, lock the 500.
Hold up. Zeus. Did you say bet lock on that lock? That bet lock thing?
Say that again.
Hi, Zeus.
Did you say
bet lock?
On the three?
Yeah, did you say bet lock? Bet and lock?
Yeah. I say bet and lock. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay.
But wait a minute. They say they calling it off, so it's off. Go on.
I'm just messing with Zeus. Zeus knows what I'm talking about. Matt Albert, you know what I'm talking about.
Your mic is
open.
Yeah, I know, Sam. I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, we can hear you, Rick.
Yeah.
All right, listen. They can keep that bet. Only thing you got to do, or all three of y'all can go to the tower. Nobody can go to the screen and just ask the dude at the desk which lane left first. That's all you got to do. Nobody got to see shit. Fat Albert, Zeus, and James. Go to the tower and ask the guy at the computer which lane left first. If y'all want to do that bet, that's how you do it.
Right.
Nobody got to see no reaction time. Nobody got to see no time, no nothing. You don't even got to see the screen.
Yeah, but by the time we get around and walk back up there, there's going to be some more cars that went down. How he going to know which car?
Because it's on the computer printout. I went through the same shit when I ran Gigantor when it was a discrepancy, or he thought it was a discrepancy. So you go to the tower, the tower can pull the shit back up.
All you got to do is let the towers know before y'all race what's going on. That's it.
Nah, all they got to do is put that shit in the pot. Win like win it.
Well, we'll see when we get to the track.
That's the solution to that, if that's what y'all want to do.
I mean, but Rick is right, though. I mean, I forgot about the situation with Gigantor last year, and all we did was went up in the trial when they told us so. But y'all can decide by the time the race happens, so, you know. But he is right about that. I forgot about that.
You're going to physically see me leave first or him red light. That's what you're going to see.
Oh, wow. Okay. I hear you, James.
I know. Don't get me wrong, James. I see your light. Zeus is trying to attack that damn light, too, now. Y'all both going to be attacked.
Okay.
It's going to be close. They're going to be outside. It's going to be tight.
Hey, Joe, suppose we both of them give us a 00 something. That would be a race to see. Both of them.
I think they both going to be down there. I'm just being real about it. I think both of them going to be down there. Really good light. I mean, if you looked at that light that Zeus cut against LeRon, geez, I thought LeRon was
the one. What's the James Ray light?
No, you see that light that he cut against ODB.
What's the prize of James Ray light?
Huh?
What is the prize of James Ray light?
You automatically lose the 500. If you red light, you automatically lose 500. Well, you lose the race.
If you red light, you automatically lose 5,000.
You lose 5,000, Joe. What the hell are you talking about? Lose 500? Yeah,
and you lose, but you lose the 500 too, though, because you're betting on who got the
you
best
lose
life.
The whole pot.
Yeah. And the $500 that the side bet, they was gonna do that. The 5,000 plus the 500.
Yeah. Oh
yeah.
So you lose your tree bet. Yeah.
That's what he was asking about.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, you bet that and you red light, you lose your side bet. Yeah.
Lose both. Everything gone. Ooh. That's a lot of pressure there.
I was actually being sarcastic because James said he was going to leave first. So I was saying, in general, what is the prize if James go red?
I knew what you was talking about.
I'm betting
okay.
500.
I believe that's probably the best race that I'm looking forward to seeing. And then that one and Marcus and Gordo, them two been going at it. So.
I'm gonna tell you one I want to see. I want to see Gordo and Jason Gray with that break of the tires. I gotta look at that one.
That's gonna be another book.
I definitely gotta watch that one.
Man, everybody telling me showing up home gonna play all these punk outs. I showing up into one, but I know you listening. Like, everybody saying you the punk out king. You gonna pay the DP?
I'll be betting 500 that someone ain't gonna show up.
Good gracious!
How
you gonna
bet 500
somebody
like
don't
that.
Show up? You wasn't even trying to lock in to run the four wheeler.
Oh shit!
You didn't say
my name.
Stop it, man.
Hey, hold on. Hassan, he was gonna run you with a four wheeler.
Yeah, because you know that the four wheeler faster than the car that they rent from. That's why. And that they had to rent like a Camaro or something like that or whatever. He wouldn't say none of that shit.
Man, try to lock you in four wheeler to four wheeler.
He's trying to be a bully, Hassan. That's what he's
doing. He's trying to be a bully. Yeah, because you know what kind of car that y'all rented. That's why.
Oh, okay.
If they had rented a Camaro or a Corvette, some shit like that, he wouldn't say nothing to me.
Hey, Joe. Joe.
Yeah,
right.
That man said the floor wet. He backing up again.
All right, let's say this then, Mal. Whoever come down there, drive down the track with a fast car, I'll run JC with. I'll run CJ with. How was that, CJ?
All you gotta do is get your own car. Fuck, bring the four wheeler.
Nah,
I'm
getting
the four wheeler.
No, I don't want to try it with four wheeler. I'm good.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me open up this other mic, you guys. Hold on. 631-3147. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. Yeah, they just hit the one button. They wasn't trying to talk. All right, well, you got it. Hey, Chucky Ricky, you got any predictions out there? Tell us your predictions.
Long Island.
I mean, all I can really speak on is my team. I think we coming out with them W's. Man, who's he gonna pull off some W's?
Okay.
We just want to get some races for real, but I wish I really put some emphasis on why the hell it done got so quiet in the last couple of weeks leading up to this damn race.
Oh, you noticed it too, Rick. You noticed it too. You notice
that
I got
real
quiet here.
I'm like, yo, what's up? All that energy.
They concentrate.
And all that enthusiasm. Concentrating on what?
They had the house with the practice tree.
I mean,
everybody was
from what I've been hearing, everybody killers on the tree. So what you need to practice for?
How about that?
Everybody concentrating on a project.
Okay. Who was calling me earlier?
Butchie Woods.
What's up, Butchie?
I have a question.
All right, go ahead.
My question to you is, what you do to Cliff?
I ain't did nothing
to
Cliff.
Something
what
to Cliff?
What'd you do to Cliff?
I'm showing on my
mind.
I ain't do nothing to him.
He just taking notes.
He won't get on your show no more, but he'll have his own little thing every Wednesday morning.
Telling lies.
Huh? Telling lies. What are you lying about?
Yeah. He told me I was worried about him. Telling lies.
Oh shoot. Oh shoot. Oh, that's good.
In fact, me and my buddy got a bet. He said, I don't think when Cliff see your car, he gonna race you. No, I'm gonna say it like he said it. I don't think he's stupid enough to race you. And I said, I do. I think he's stupid enough to do it. Yes.
Damn.
Boy, y'all is hard working fish, y'all.
God damn. And he didn't put no period behind the question mark, none of that. He just said straight out.
Hey, I forgot to mention this here too, guys. Last week, you know, the guy that used to get on here every now and then, he was out from Maryland. He used to say the unknown grudge race.
Yeah.
Yeah, he passed away also.
The older guy?
Yeah, he passed
away. The older guy.
Yeah, wow. I think unknown passed like 2 weeks ago now, Joe.
Yeah, it's passed. Let me tell you guys that.
God, man, there's a lot of that going around, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you know, in my little town since Big Dave in November, man, we done lost 5 guys in auto. 5.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I'm looking at it. Unbelievable.
So I guess a lot of people got their dress clothes and shit like that for Galat, too, right? You said it's dress food. Yeah, you know, when you go to wakes and funerals, you need
slow,
that kind of dress.
What he's saying is that slow singing flower bringing shit.
Slow singing flower bringing.
And keep your handkerchiefs, too, because there's going to be plenty of tears.
Kevin, you trying to say there's going to be a lot of sad faces on it. Like, that's what you're saying, Kevin.
Yeah,
there's going to be some.
And they'll be like, damn, it should have rained.
Fat Albert, as you know, everybody can't smile. You can't put a smile on everybody's face. Somebody got a frown.
Good report. Joe.
Who's that, Weeby?
That's Weeby when they ain't got no teeth in their mouth.
Oh, that's Kevin.
Hey, Joe.
Nah, Weeby said that about there's going to be some suits and all that.
I know Weeby voice.
Yeah, that's Weeby's voice.
I know Weeby voice. So Weeby,
oh,
what
Weeby
you saying
ain't
is
Weeby ain't on here.
Hey Joe.
I better say I wonder what you ain't no Weeby on out.
No.
You sure?
Hey, Joe.
Damn if it didn't sound like him.
It sounds like Weeby.
That's why y'all gotta express who you are. Y'all get on here and you gotta guess who you are.
Hey Joe, you remember what I told you my New Year's resolution was?
Get off the 60 foot.
Huh?
Get off the 60 foot.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my New Year's resolution.
Okay.
I like when they say shit like that because I know there's some subliminal messages behind that.
I know it pointed at somebody. y'all just don't say shit just for shits and giggles. There's a meaning to everybody's madness. I love this shit.
Nah, he trying to bomb it to death. That's what he's saying. He's trying to kill it out the gate. He just want to get that 60 foot out there. Hold on, because I think now this here might be Weeby. Now hold on, let me make sure. This might be Mr. Weeby. 757-5956. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on, Weeby? Now you hear the Weeby voice.
That's the Weeby. There you go, Weeby. There you go.
Weeby, they talk about, it's supposed to be, they're doing predictions. They're predicting that they're going to gap you.
Yeah, Weeby, they say you don't got no juice. They say you got water. They say you got water, no juice.
Who going to gap me?
You got Sammy going to gap you?
Sammy say he's going to gap you.
and of course, you got the Badmouth crew already been talking about that. What's that little Billy Brown? What do you call that little truck? Huh?
Boogeyman.
They say he gonna gap you too.
Well, all I know, I'll see him at the track.
Okay.
Weeby, they giving you the sweet version. What they basically saying that everybody you fuck with that day is going to do some shit to you. That's what they trying to say.
And Sammy said your parachute. You know, he ain't worried about your parachute because he's gonna be in front of you.
Hey, I mean, everybody should think that way. That's good. I'm glad that they got that confidence. Just mind going to outshine them. That's all. I ain't worried about that. If I was worried
good,
about
good report, Weeby. Good report.
Good report,
yeah,
Weeby.
Fat Albert,
yeah.
You there, right? Shoot, three months ago, people wasn't that calm, was they?
No,
everybody,
that's what I'm saying. We get to this race. I mean,
yeah,
everybody's
Weeby.
All quiet. I mean, 3 months ago, Kevin, you know, too.
I think we get ready to eat dinner or something.
You're right, Fat Albert. January and the beginning of February, everybody was gorilla. You couldn't tell nobody shit.
Kevin, hold on.
I
just got a text, and they say the show is dry. So you know why? Because it's almost time to race. It's
all the slow people talk during the summertime.
I got a manager. Hold on, I got a question. Hold on, Uncle Kevin.
Yeah, what's up, nephew?
Uncle Kevin, how many more weeks you got to put? How many more weeks you got to put up that 1,000?
I don't even know if it's going up now. You know, I presented it's supposed to be a week before. I don't even know. I just stopped bothering asking that question. Sammy.
Oh, you're supposed to be running the bed.
So we got 4-3 more days.
Well. I had asked him if I want to go back to the tape, run the tape back. It was a Tuesday show, and I was like, I spoke to Antoine. Antoine, you can talk people to, but Marcus is cool. Marcus always want to go gorilla. So anyway, it was like, I said, let me let you know Friday or before the earliest show next Tuesday. Give me a week. And then he jumped on top of me like, I did something wrong. No, do it now. That's when I said, fuck it. We'll lock that 1,000 in now. Then he says, we'll do it a week before the race, which totally fucked me up. But that's how racing is nowadays. It was like that shit was just for, you know, try to get some fucking creds on your plate. I don't know. But it made no sense. So I didn't even bother asking about it. I'm going to be there anyway. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we're going to have to ask about the – go ahead. Where Antoine at? Where Marcus at?
Hey.
I'm telling you, they got Wicked Bird on. Wicked Bird is doing something now, so I know they are going back and forth.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
There was somebody on here acting like a gorilla every week. I don't hear from him now. I don't hear him coming on show no more.
You gotta tune in to Pro Star.
Hey, Put a name on it.
Cliff was acting like a gorilla for weeks.
I told you, you got to go to the
pen, dog. Now you don't even hear from him.
This is what's crazy. The fast people talk in the summertime. The slow people talk in the wintertime. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense, bro. That's a good analogy there.
That's why you were talking through the whole winter?
I'm messing with you, bro.
Huh?
Joe hit you with that shit, that smooth shit, and then turn around and tell you I was only playing.
Hey Joe, he gonna talk all year round, Joe. We got to see him. He gonna talk all year round.
Oh, he in the medium. He in the medium.
Hey Joe. So great. Listen, he ain't gonna be mad at me. I wanna make sure y'all ain't gonna be mad at me because I need y'all to do something for me. Now,
okay.
I want you and Uncle Roy, I need y'all to stop the next race after I murder this Malibu because I'm going to drive back up the track. So make sure you don't let nobody come down.
Joe, you can't do that. Those rights were taken. Roy was the only one that did that at a racetrack. You can't copyright that. It's already been done.
Kevin, don't worry about it. He ain't driving back up the track.
He did it already.
No, I'm talking about
a whole lot of people. A whole lot of people that did that, Cornmaker.
Wawa did not create that.
Well, that's the first time I've seen that shit in like a minute. Matter of fact, that is the first time I've seen some shit like that.
Well, go back a couple of years.
Make it even better. Just get out your car and wave at him. As he comes off the finish line, Mr. Flippity Flop.
You know what? This is what we got. We got this here right now. I'm gonna just tell you something. You and James, y'all gonna get interviewed before, and then you gonna get interviewed at the end. Y'all got plenty of time to cut up or do whatever you want to do.
Hey, Joe, what time is that race? 3 o'clock, right? 5 o'clock. 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 5
first beginning or whatever. But he will walk by the car and say, "You be, this is your two cars that's getting ready to go down, blah, blah, blah." The whole bit, you know, describing the cars. But then he's going to also walk over to the winner, and then he's going to walk over to the loser. That's what's going
to
happen.
If you beat James, can I dump a bucket of water on top of you? Can you do what? Can I dump a whole bucket of water on top of you if you beat James?
Hell.
Well, but come with an empty bucket. We'll put the money in there. You can dump the money on me. Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask you this, dude. James want to know what you going to do with his money once he hands it to you. What you going to do with it?
I don't want to know what I want to do. It ain't his no more.
That's what I told him. I told him. If I lose, it ain't my money.
I told him that you might donate it or throw it in the air. But what you say?
Hey, listen, everybody in this game know, man, money don't have owners. It only got spenders.
I want to see what Zeus is going to say. What you say, Zeus?
I bring that Home Depot orange Home Depot bucket I seen you carrying the other day.
If you throw that $10,000 up in the air, I'll be all over it.
Yeah. That would be some funny shit, dude.
You know, if you pile up like a football is out there, somebody just dropped on the football, you throw somebody up like that.
I can hear Zeus right now throw that money in the air like, man, back the fuck up. Back the fuck up. They chill.
Hey, ain't you my security, Hassan?
Yeah, man, but hey, Zeus, I ain't going to lie to you. Zeus, you my man, though, right? You my man, 100 grand. But this one race right here, man,
Hey, that G body you got, man, that motherfucker rides, man.
Hold on now. Hassan, everybody heard it now. Hassan, you said you my man, but I got to go with that Malibu. So you working for security, you might get fired.
Fire him, Zeus. Zeus, it's not that. I'm not saying that, Zeus. I don't know if Antoine truck was slow or that motherfucker G-Body was fast, but he got the shit out of Antoine before the 330. Like, I'm going to let you know what I see up at the track. But you might be different, but I'm just going to tell you what I see.
No, but tell me. And hold on now. Jason?
I got the video.
Come on now. What did you say before, though?
I said G-Body ride.
Come on now. Somebody said you was flipping sides now.
He was flip-flopping. That's what I told him.
Okay, I'm not going to bet on the race, but I say Zeus got his hands full. That's what I just said.
It was taped already.
And Zeus already know. I'm always going to stop. But it's just that G-Body Zeus got his hands full. Yeah.
But that's what you want to see. You want to see a good race like that.
Yeah, exactly. We want to see a good race, but... Yo, Money Mike, we want to see a good race, but we were just trying to see about this flip-flopping. You know, 1 minute he over here, I've been on the side now.
But I don't think it's gonna be good as people thinking though.
Hey, look, Zeus, fire his ass now. Get rid of him, Zeus.
I'm always betting him 110%. But Zeus,
hold up. Listen, maybe you'll listen now. Hey, manager. You're fired, buddy. You ain't no parts of the DMV no more. You're fired. I did it for you, Zeus.
No, because I know what Zeus going to say after the race. I mean, Zeus, this is Zeus' words going to be. This is Zeus' words. I had no business running that car, but I ran him.
Hey, Zeus, get rid of his ass now. Look, he ain't got no faith. No faith. Get rid of his ass.
Hey, Zeus, tell him how many cars you ran, Zeus, you're not supposed to be running. Just tell him, Zeus, you do shit like that, Zeus. Just tell him, Zeus.
Copping the plea. He copping the plea.
Yeah, he sound like
fired. You is fired.
Hey, son, don't worry. I'm going to bring you some knee pads so you can use and apologize.
All right, watching that tree drop, y'all gonna be like, damn, imagine what, but that G-Body riding like a motherfucker. Like, but one thing about Zeus gonna say, Zeus gonna say, man, I got in the paint with him, though.
Hey, Hassan, you're not helping the situation, brother.
No, not at all.
Be quiet, man.
Yeah, he's going down with the shit. I don't know if he for him or against him. I don't know what.
Y'all got to remember, the lawyer's smart.
You know what he's saying, but you ain't going to try that G-Body. Come on, man. Stop that.
I know you would, Avon. I'm fucking with you. I know.
Hey, Dave, you heard
who was that talking in the background? I don't know who that is.
That's Avon.
That's Try Me. That's Try Me.
The Buick.
I got one question. Is that a big block or a small block?
We got a terrible street car.
Is it the big block or a small block?
It's got a turbo streetcar.
Is it a big block or a small block?
We don't tell parts here, buddy.
That's,
James, you smart. James, you smart.
I bet James won't lock in. I bet James won't lock in. Betty won't lock in.
I bet he won't neither.
What y'all talking about?
I bet he won't neither.
I bet you James won't lock in.
What car he got? What car is he? What car is
this? That's try me. The try me, man. The Regal. Try me.
That's me, man. I'm asking what car is his.
Malibu.
Malibu called Mayhem. Oh, that's the car I tried to run, Joe, that y'all told me no?
Nobody's about running my car.
No.
At Bud's Creek?
No, you was trying to run what's his name? Black and Mile.
Okay. See, I don't know the car. That's what I said. I don't know what car
Black and Mile's
I got a candy red Malibu with a white top on it. A white quarter top on it.
Okay. Come on, A-Bar, you can't lock.
Come on, what? I said, okay, what? I got to see the car. I thought it was a different car. And listen, Hassan, you can't get me to lock nobody in if I don't want to lock nobody in.
Listen,
I ain't locked nobody in because I want to run some new cars. I ain't worried about running the DMV cars. I can run them anytime.
Mayhem is not DMV.
Mayhem, North Carolina.
Mayhem, North Carolina. He's not DMV.
But that's okay. I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So
now you know.
Send me a picture of the car. That's all I need to see.
Hey, Mayhem, send Avon a picture of your car so he can see your car.
It's going to have some before and after shots.
Or he can wait 3 weeks and see it in person.
I'll be there. Good report, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, good report.
I cut to the front of the line, Fat Albert.
Hey, Kevin, good report.
Yes, sir.
I see it.
There you go. So. Pitches is not necessary.
Ava, I wasn't trying to lock you in with him, get you locked in with him or nothing, Ava. I was saying, because I know he's from North Carolina and stuff. I know he ain't from the DMV. That's why I said that.
Oh, man, I see how you act. You go both ways, man.
don't do me like that, Ava. You my man, Ava. You my man. You my man.
All right. Hey, Joe, Fat Albert, am I correct? Didn't he just got finished saying, Avon, I bet you won't lock him in? Because I don't even know him. I don't even know this guy. I don't even know his car. But he just bought it up, right? So
it's the same red Malibu that ran ODB.
I just want to put this out there. I didn't know who you was either, and I locked you in. I didn't know who you were.
Right.
Don't give a fuck.
You did.
So? Right. What that got to do with me?
Avon said so. Avon.
Listen, I already locked in a ghost car with Sammy. So.
Oh, my car ain't no ghost car. My car ain't no ghost car.
If I haven't seen it, it's a ghost car to me.
You
was
at the track that day.
Who got the background
right.
noise?
Somebody breathing or something
like
hard.
Like I said before, I ain't going to say it again. I will see you at the track. How about that? Simple.
Okay.
I don't duck
somebody
no wreck.
Breathing,
we don't duck no wreck.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
What
do I do? I went all the way to New Jersey and was looking for cars, right?
Yeah,
Avon, you Money Mike, it's Money Mike, you've been dealing with that turbo shit a long time. Now, I just said that for a reason, and once you see my face, you're going to know who I am.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't normally get on talk shows. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm gonna leave it alone. I just said that. That's all I said.
Okay. No, I appreciate it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's why you was able to try Sammy ass, because your name is Try Me. And I forgot to give you that videotape the last time I seen you.
Oh shit. I know who
you now
are.
You know,
now
you know it is.
What's
okay
up?
Then. All what's right
up?
Then.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
How you? All right, you
all right. Okay. I know who you are. So you all right, him?
So yeah, that's my man. So say less.
Okay. I was see y'all at the track.
I found it on fire. How sound on the job? Off the day off.
Hey.
I had him on the day off.
How come security do that? I thought security's supposed to be quiet and just pay attention.
No, I'm saying the reason why I said that because, like I say,
some security can't be quiet.
Once you see this G-body Avon run, you be like, yes, that motherfucker get big. I ain't going to lie to you, Avon. I ain't gonna bullshit you. And you know, I stand behind you.
Oh, man.
And Buckwheat all day long at the track. But I'm saying, this G-body right here, this bitch run. I ain't going to lie to you. Okay, yeah, I'm listening.
Cut the crap, man.
You're fired.
Okay, all right. I'm going to tell you that, Ava. I'm going to tell you this, Ava. I mean, you, just because you said stop the crap, you my man, now I got to go against you. I bet you $100, once you see me make a motherfucker shake down or whatever pass down the track, and I look at you like, Avon, you going to lock him in, I guarantee you going to be like, I ain't going to fuck with that car. Just because you tell me stop the crap. What you want to do?
Hassan.
Well, I'm listening.
You don't know what I do over here, man.
All right. Then when is Easy Hunter then?
Send it to Fat Albert right now.
God damn, you done flipped in the owner.
I'm a fucking cash at you 100 right now. I'm sick of it.
Now,
let me flip it in flop.
You still got my cash app?
Yeah.
Or you spent it on the lot lizard? Or you spent it on the lot lizard?
Yeah, some of it.
Huh? Oh, damn.
No, I got it,
Mike. So what?
Oh,
hey, Fat Albert, what, LeVon left town?
I forgot about LeVon. LeVon been quiet.
That's what I just asked a little while ago, because I know him and James was
to
have a race blocked
here,
but I ain't heard no more from him.
Yeah, LeVon. Yeah, but he should have been on the radio every week, because he said this ain't going to be nothing to see.
That's what he said.
James everything
and grudge
raising.
So I definitely
want to
see this one.
I bet you $5 it don't happen, Fat Albert.
All three of us was on the phone. He told the man he got everything in grudge racing.
And James took it. James didn't blink. He said, if you crazy enough to offer it, I'm smart enough to take it.
And when the money was up, James still, Kevin, and James still said, lock.
Lock.
When that money lock up, then we all talk.
Who that?
Yep.
Who that?
Hey, so
they that saying it. That race gonna happen?
It ain't gonna happen.
If it don't happen,
oh,
Mike, it ain't gonna be because of James. If it don't happen,
oh, yeah.
It ain't gonna be because of James.
You gotta tell me that, cause I'm gonna bet that little motherfucking Mr. Mayhem turned the wind light.
Well,
damn, they muted my mic.
We hear you.
You can win even if he don't turn the wind light on, because you got to clear him.
I said I'll bet he turned the wind light on.
He who?
Oh, okay.
That burgundy car.
Oh, yeah.
That come around is a monster, boy.
Yep.
Especially you done shortened the race up. You done got the kick. You started out with a half a car, then got a kick to boot. You better be, and then that round.
Yeah, you're right. The one that ain't gonna happen.
And what kind of car he said he coming with? He didn't say.
A Mustang
all steel.
All
steel,
all
glass on 29.
Hey.
Who
was that?
LeRon, that's what he's supposed to be coming with. His car, he said, but
yeah,
we didn't get
to come with a
his
Mustang,
car,
all
whoever
steel,
car.
All glass. All steel, all glass on 29s is what he said. He didn't.
Was it
29s
or 315s?
315s
whatever.
Or 29s. He said it both of them.
That's true. He can have whatever he has. Fuck all that.
He mentioned both of them, 29s or 315s. He mentioned both of them.
James, what are you doing this weekend?
I ain't doing nothing.
Well, 29
call me on the back.
Is basically the same
James,
thing.
Call me on the back live after the show, James.
Not particularly.
All right.
What did you say? Somebody said something about the tire? Or I heard
he was like 29 and 315s is basically the same. Nah, because you see what they running on Tony Wright's car. Those are 315s.
Yeah, those some big bitches.
Them
315s bigger than the 29.
But he didn't stip. Well, listen, he didn't stip my car at all.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
He said, I don't care what you come with.
they going to learn from keep saying shit like that.
Yeah,
a 315 and 29 very
ahead.
Similar, except for the sidewalk.
Yeah, they similar. Yeah, but that Rick, I think that 15 a little bigger.
Yeah, it puts more meat to the ground.
But
they're
going to
put the biggest rim on there.
That's true.
You're going to go with 14.
But I know which one's faster.
Yeah.
That slick a mile an hour, but that goddamn drag radio going to eat you the hell out you.
Yeah.
I seen Beretta and them out there taking some test shots out there. They look pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Somebody having a ball back there.
Yeah, I gotta stay on mute with this little dude.
Oh, that's your boy. Okay.
Man, y'all done put hot cold on the mute. I might go check his blood pressure. You know, fell out.
He might be on the other thing they said. They having Wicked Bird open or something. You know, they be on.
Yeah, well,
Wicked Bird was doing his
show.
Flip-flop anyway, so, but that's what I'm saying. Avon just say lawyer be flip-flopping.
Hey, you see how he jumped on me?
Mm-hmm.
I just told you, go ahead and fire him. Go ahead and fire him, dude. Let him hear from you.
Yo, he was begging to say so, boy. He was going to leave his game.
He was only going to do YouTube things. Mm. Was that it?
Long Island Joe. Hassan sound like he was hungry. Joe, we would love to see you. You had to cook this and to cook that and put a little purse
Long
up
Island
there.
Joe.
Tell them to be the sponsor.
Yo, what's going
on, like between eight ball,
on,
who you like between 8-Ball and OG Bobby?
Who I like between 8-Ball and OG Bobby?
They running? They
like
yeah,
the
they
truck.
Running.
I like the truck.
Oh,
what truck?
8-Ball.
I got to see the test shot. I gotta see the chest shot.
Joe.
Huh?
One quarter. I ain't got to see the test shot.
I gotta see the test shot.
Keep something.
I know you ain't gotta see, but I gotta see.
Keep something in the family, Joe.
$10.
That'll buy a milkshake or something. Yeah, bet. We lock.
$10, I go for that.
Something to do. Yeah, that'll work.
I'm good like that. I like playing around like that.
Yeah, that's something to do, yeah. Fat Albert. He hard to get, though. Well, you like the truck, too, right?
I'm neutral.
You like the truck too, Fat Albert?
Hold on.
Back that bus up.
Hold on now. You hold the deposit on that one too, Fat Albert?
They both have $5,500 a piece. They both done sent me $500 apiece, Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Look, they put it up the night of the show. Remember when that happened?
Yeah, the same night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did put he locked in quite a few races that night, right?
That's right. OG Bobby sent me his, and Rob Weber sent me his. Both of them, they sent it that night.
Yeah, Rob got 5 races locked in.
I thought it was 8, but it's 5? Okay. Oh, he's looking
well, he
for
might have more than that. He might. But I remember I stopped at 5.
Yo, I know he said he wanted a lot more or something.
Yeah. I know for a fact. Listen.
Him and Buck. They both got about 6-7 races locked in a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob's races start Friday night.
Hey, Long Island, I got another race for you. And this is $5 bet. It's pretty much a gift. It's pretty much a gift. I say about 5:30 Friday night, James can park. He can pack his car.
Why is that?
All the rest of the DPs gonna get paid.
Okay. Wait. How many races James got on? How many races James got all together?
Four.
It's supposed to have been 5 or something, right?
So
James got 4. One canceled, so. Or was it 4, James?
It's 4 now, because.
Yeah, it was 5, yeah, because one had to back out, and I say it's 1. I'm going to say it's 1 race.
So you know you're going to run Zoo. So what's the other race? What's the other one?
That's it.
LeBron's supposed to be the next one.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm supposed to run TikTok, but he ain't coming.
Nah, not with
EP.
That
EP. And Cliff.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to bet you that $5 he going to get one of the races on Saturday.
Bet.
Yeah, he going. Yeah. Hey, listen. I'm going to get that one on Saturday. That's a definite.
That one on Saturday?
I know I'm going to get that one on Saturday.
I'll be up on 5. I'll be up 5 then.
Oh, Cliff's going to go.
I'll say one of the races going to start for that $5.
We locked, Joe. We locked.
Okay. I'm gonna bet that they're gonna
James,
once they hit that water box, they're racing on.
James,
listen.
What do you mean?
If nobody else don't go, Cliff gonna go.
Joe tried to put some shit in the game. Oh yeah, what you say? If you hit the water box, what?
The race is on, right?
Right.
Nah,
yep. that's how y'all playing, right?
That's grunge track rules.
We're on track rules.
All right, the way the pot goes, Joe, however that shit is, I don't know the track rules from grunge track rules. I don't know. That creates so much shit, I don't know.
You're right, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going the way the... Joe, I'll go the way the pot is paid. Yeah, that's what you mean?
All right, that's good. We go. We
no,
do that.
Because I'm confused. I don't want to say something and I'll be thinking something different. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, we good. We good. We good. We cool.
Oh, okay.
We good.
All right.
We good.
Okay.
Fat Albert selling the Grudge Track Rules 2022 edition at the track for $19.99. So y'all see Fat Albert. He got all the Grudge Track Rules and the Track Rules that he's selling for
$19.99. Grudge Track Rules is you set your own tip, but you know you can hit the wall. You can hit your wall. As long as you stay on your side.
That is the craziest shit in the world.
Killer.
Hey, what's going on with your boy? He just said he's not going to attend North versus South. Breaking news. 5 minutes from Gordo.
Where'd you get that intel?
It's on Facebook right now.
Okay, let me go to that here.
I would not be attending North versus South.
I see the white Camaro. That's Jarzia. Picture. Let me see, Gordo. Anything?
Yeah,
hard to
say because listen, you gotta understand what Gordo. I don't know if you know Gordo, but sometimes just like he said, he quit racing. He's done racing, and that man would have bought another car.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Gordo likes to let you know what he's telling you, not what he's actually going to do.
Yeah. So you'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
You'll see. I know how Gordo is sometimes. Some days he just have a bad day. Gordo said everything was up for sale. Everybody thought they were selling. He ended up being a track. Next thing you know, now he got both cars. And I don't think he'd be locking all that money in and then turn around and back out. It's the same thing with OG Bobby. That was a lot of money.
OG Bobby coming. Yeah, OG Bobby, he coming.
He might not be going to win, but he's coming.
I think he's coming, too. I think he's coming, too.
Matter of fact, I ain't going to say he's coming. I think he's already there. He's waiting.
Money Mike, you want to bet on that one?
Oh, I didn't hear you. I was talking. Say that again, Joe.
Nah, I know they said, like OG Bobby, you know. You want to bet? I bet OG Bobby going to be there, too.
Be where?
As a track, ready to run.
Oh, I ain't gonna say he ain't gonna be there. But I was trying to bet James $5 too that he say Cliff coming.
Cliff
yeah,
gotta come because he got Butch on the list.
I mean that he going. That Cliff gonna race.
Yeah, he gonna go. Yeah, he gonna go. If nobody don't go, he gonna go.
We lock $5.
Yeah. I'll bet $5.
We lock.
If none of them other races come off, that one's going to come off.
Yeah. Everybody giggle.
Hold it. Hey, Joe, I'm going to do like James said, like he'll do. Joe, he said that man is going to race him.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm just saying, the race must go on. Ain't no burnout box or none of that. He lose if he don't make the trip.
Okay.
No.
Mike goes through a curveball. Mike done got that curveball by.
Yeah.
Hold on. If he turn those bulbs on, But you can't be adding terms to it.
But I'm saying, you say the man going to race you. He's going down the track.
Listen. If that man turn them bulbs on, it's a race. Whether he go down the track or not.
Now you changing the game.
No, I'm not. Joe, am I lying?
If
you turn them bulbs on,
it's a race.
Yeah.
Come on.
But suppose he don't get off the start line, then what happens?
That's
his
problem.
He lost his whole pot.
So then you lose. You lose.
No, I won't.
See, there y'all with the bullshit.
Listen,
nah, that's a race.
Mike.
If a man breaks, you're in the move. It's a race.
Yo, no, I know, Joe. I just had to fuck with James because James would do that shit to you. You heard him get on the two-step, right?
Hold on one second. Let me just open up this mic. I just see somebody just hit me in. 484-8596. Your mic is open.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Is that OG?
Silverhawk.
Oh, Silverhawk.
Yeah.
Oh,
how y'all
shit.
Doing?
Yeah, good play.
We okay.
You ready to give up the predictions, too?
I like Mayhem.
Huh?
I like Mr. Mayhem.
You like Mr. Mayhem? Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir. All of his races.
You like all his races?
Yep. Yeah. Cliff going out there.
Cliff going out there. Okay.
Yeah.
See?
He going out there. That's personal there.
Yeah. Who do I send? Where do I send the flowers at?
That right there is personal.
Bring him with you.
James, you getting ready to get 50 to life.
Hey, Silverhawk.
Hey, Mr. Mayhem.
Yes, sir. You already go against Mike Brown there?
I'm almost.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm home. I just got off the phone just a little while ago. They just waiting on one little piece. That's it.
Okay.
I just hope we be here in time enough. That's all.
Mike?
What you want, Silverhawk?
Hey,
I hate to
call my name. What you want?
Yeah. How you raising all these guys?
Head up.
You raising them all head up? All of them?
Yeah. All of them.
Self for one, but the ones that he's supposed to be racing is mostly head up. He's supposed to get a spot for one of these cars, but we don't think
that's
going to happen.
I'm getting everything in drag racing for one.
From who?
LaRon with some Mustang.
A ghost car?
I ain't never seen it.
It's a ghost car. I like it. Fuck it. Yeah, anybody gonna give you everything in drag race, you gotta go out there and try something. I would.
Hey, Mike. I mean, Money Mike.
Yeah, Joe.
I bet you $5 that Silverhawk and Mike Brown go out there.
I don't know Silverhawk, but I know Mike Brown will go.
Silverhawk is on the line.
I still don't know, so I can't bet that, Cornlicker.
I got you, boss.
I know you. You just don't know me.
Yeah, I might know your face, but from that name, I don't.
Yeah.
Little Simon gonna be driving.
Okay.
You know Big Simon, right?
I know both of them. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was partnered with Big Simon when we had Brown Sugar and White Goat.
Oh, well, then the most likely I got to know you.
Yeah.
They go motor to motor, two small blocks.
Two small blocks? Ooh, that sounds like a
small
block.
Yeah.
One back half, 1/8.
Nah, both of them, we both got suspension.
Ain't no back half.
Back
half. The wrong car.
Yeah. You looking at the black car.
Oh, yeah, you got two stocks. Yo, you got a stock suspension car, small block on motor?
Yep.
I got a stock suspension car on motor, yeah.
Shit, I might have to get you on the back line. I got a stock suspension small block on motor.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Silverhawk didn't say nothing about no small block.
Who did?
But I know I know y'all locked in with that small block.
I heard
block.
Somebody just said small block.
Yeah, it's always been small block. I told them my big block wasn't ready yet. They ain't had no oil pressure. Remember that? What you call had two cars messed up.
You looking for some more action?
You gonna be down there?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
I like to run
ghost cars.
You like to run ghost cars?
Yeah. I ain't seen yours and you ain't seen mine. You small block on motor, I am too.
All steel?
All steel, all glass.
Yeah, we probably could talk.
All right, that's a 10-4.
Send me a friend request.
We talking about 1-on-5 or something like that?
Man, that's not good.
That's what he running Mike Brown for.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. He running them firm. That's right. They got plenty. That's the firm.
I'm a one-man operation.
I respect that. Yeah, okay. Sometimes that's the best way to be, because when shit split up, you take everything with you.
Oh, yeah. I like to build my own shit. When I'm ready to build something, I go ahead and do it. I don't wait on nobody else.
But you and Big Simon was partners for a lot of years, though, right?
Yes, sir. Long time.
So y'all work good together.
Yeah, I missed the hell out of them, too.
I think the whole grudge rail went Simon, Pete, a whole lot of fellas, you know, they missed.
Yeah. Pete Sean, Bitch Sean. Shit, Bitch Sean was still alive. Ooh, goddamn.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah,
but
he
Pete
be racing every goddamn week.
I know we miss Pete. Pete come and take anything and drive from the shop and go to 78 in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Those were the days. Where them bad mouth crews at?
Day, I'm telling you, Wikibird got their attention. Listen, everything is going smooth. They going to get on here. This shit going to turn to Jerry Springer.
Hey, but corn liquor, it's something going on over there, like you say. They ain't done hit the one button. None of them on this show.
I happened before the show. I seen Wickenberg was doing a live something this evening before the show came on, so I know they engrossed in that.
And they just fired what you call him, and he ain't come back over neither since he got fired.
He got fired on his day off.
lawyer, pick up lawyer. Boy, when you meet a lawyer, you can't even get him.
I don't know. I didn't know who he was lawyering for, man. He had me shook and confused. I said, wait a minute, whose team is he on?
hell, Kevin, I thought he was on my team for a second.
I'm telling you, I told the man what he can't do, and then going to turn around and say, you know I'm with you, right? I was like, whoa. That's different, boy. This is some funny shit, boy.
Shit, Avon must have went over there too. That show must be done got heated.
Back in
January and February, I mean, everybody was yelling at each other, screaming at each other, what they gonna do to each other.
Blood pressure going up. You right. And now everybody's kumbayaan and everything.
Kevin, let me ask you a question. Joe, you ain't the DP, man. Who do you like between me and Zeus?
Well, you know, I told you last time, I said I was riding with you all the time. You know that. So we've been riding for the longest. I got to ride with you.
And for me, I don't know Zeus. I heard, you know, from not being that track, I don't know Zeus, but I know you, James, and I know there's no short. Not that he takes shorts, but, yeah, if I had to throw some, you got
to
go what you know.
To me, when they leave the gate, oh my gosh, it's something pretty to watch because they both hit the tree
hard.
Sir.
Joe.
What you mean? What you just say, Joe? I got some slow timers. What did you just say?
So I said when they leave the gate, it's gonna be both of them gonna hit that tree hard. Ain't there one of them sleeping on no light. They both pressing the light. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't seen one person leave on James yet. I'm not gonna lie to you. He always moved first.
James hit all his shit from the word go.
Yeah, and then
James hit.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Yo. I'm not gonna take it away from Zeus either. I ain't never seen nobody leave on Zeus. That's what I'm saying. I ain't never seen nobody leave on Zeus either.
Shit, y'all say James hit everything from the word go. James would have hit that shit. Everything from the word go. That shit would have flipped over backwards.
No, I'm saying they hit the tree so hard. Each one of them.
Oh.
When I tell you hit that tree hard. They hitting that tree hard. They down there and react.
So you did
it's
say you like James
react.
In that race, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good one.
Okay.
It's gonna be a good one.
Well, can I ask you another question? What do you consider good?
No gap.
You could be waiting for that light to come on.
Joe, I got a good bet for you, Joe. I bet somebody get gap.
I ain't gonna do all that. I'm gonna be wishy washy.
I'm gonna be wishy washy, man. I'm gonna go back and ride with Zeus, and I'm betting that James hit the time.
I can't hear you. Say that again. Somebody got background.
I said, I'm going to go with Z, and I'm betting that James hit the tires.
You said James going to strike the tires? That's what you mean, blow the tires off?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm betting he hit the tires. Yeah.
How much?
Huh?
You going to do that?
Well,
no,
Hassan, you ain't getting your job back because you just said that.
Hassan done flipped again? Hassan, make up your mind, man. Pick a team. Pick a team.
Psychological shit, huh, James? I mean,
Hassan done flipped again. Now he back to his man. Hassan, pick a team, bro.
He was on the bat line. That's why he was gone so long.
Zeus said he's gonna find me, so I had to go back, man.
well, we can understand that then. Okay, you got to save your job. You can't take a man bread and butter.
Hassan's a rough piece. He'd be like, Zeus, you know I got your back. I'm betting 100 with you. And then give his boy, yo, bet this $100 on the other. I'm breaking even on this shit, whichever way it goes.
Yep. Hey, you see the fire there.
Damn, boy. You're on probation,
that,
right?
Down
now,
on my way, we call that shit two enemies and a traitor.
Wow. That's rough, boy, because you don't know. And see, at least if you know you got an enemy, you know that motherfucker don't like you. But when you got that motherfucker, you cool, you tough. That motherfucker there, boy, dangerous.
Facts.
Damn, he back to square one again. Well, he's consistent.
All right, fuck it, James. This is a final thing right here, James. You hit Chaz, or your car stand up on you from the tree.
Oh, okay.
Well, goddamn, you motherfuckers, Notre Dame, y'all predicting shit. Hey, give me these Mega Million numbers real quick. I can run out to this storm, play these bitches.
What you call stand up, though? I don't understand that one.
Stand up to a point that when you come out of it, you're going to let off the gas. You ain't going to ride the motherfucker out.
How much?
No, I'm talking about... You know, left off the gas, you'll come back down.
We understood what you said. How much?
This is the final bet, man.
Oh, shit, he's changing up again,
y'all. I bet you this, James. I bet you this.
If you
no, this is Money Mike, Hassan. This Money Mike. That wasn't James.
Huh?
This Money Mike. That wasn't James talking.
Oh, it's Money Mike. Okay.
Now, what's the final one?
No. No, I'm betting that he ain't going to ride the car out if it goes in the air.
Ah, fuck all that. I'm going to bet James will put the wind light on.
Me too.
Me
too. I'm betting James put the punk out. Fuck it.
Huh? How much?
What?
How much?
Stop calling
yeah.
out all these fake bets.
Oh, yeah. He ain't serious. And
you got the Jeopardy song queued? Somebody cue that Jeopardy song.
No, y'all fail to realize Hassan just trying to keep his job, but he like that Malibu. You remember he say he like that G-body. So that's all that is. I done peaked it. It took me a minute to get it, but I understand now.
Yeah, he was thirsty for
that
G-body.
Because everything I said bet to, he went on and made up some new shit.
I got to meet Hassan out there, boy.
He trying to rewrite some new shit in the Grudge Game.
We're gonna have some fun, man.
Yes, we are.
Mike, hey, Money Mike, what'd you say? He trying to rewrite some stuff in the Grudge Game?
He gotta be, cause I try to bet everything he just said and he didn't.
Come on,
Money Mike, what you driving? Money Mike,
I know who he is. He's close. I know Hassan. I know him when I see.
Yeah, that's what y'all said. Yeah, he done looked in my face plenty of times. But Hassan, I don't think you want to face me, Benny, if I get in anything.
No, but I can put somebody, I can put somebody on your ass that you won't face.
And I can put somebody on your ass. So we not doing that.
I'll put a call on you, make you say red. What you talking about?
They told me a set of lips say anything.
All right.
That
Well, hold on. Well, Jason Gray, that's my man, though. So I know he'll go. Now, what you going to say? Mouth?
Damn, Hassan, you go right to the top,
don't you?
And I say we get on his ass. Now, lock in.
I ain't act like nothing.
One on five. Lock in.
I'll do you a favor. I'll pay one of Jason's great punk out and get Jason to fuck you up. What you want to do?
I'm listening.
What you want to do?
Lock in. One on five.
Yeah.
Fake news.
he called your back raise, Hassan. He called your back raise just then.
Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. Y'all enjoy y'all.
The show was dead anyway, right?
Yeah, the show's
that
dead, man.
But we still having fun because you entertaining man. Us. You entertaining us, so we good.
We was having fun, man.
Yeah.
Hassan, I'm only going to give you a slice of that banana. Now I'm just letting you know. Don't be looking for half.
Hold on, Joe. If you give him any of that shit, you ain't getting yours. Hey, Avon, why you gonna do me like that, Avon? I'm your man. Damn.
Hey, you just put the man on me. Remember.
All right, well, yeah, leave my man Avon alone. Leave him fuck alone.
Hey, got a little bit of the spoon? Can I give him the spoon so he can lick the spoon at least?
Hey, yeah, give him an empty look. Give him the, when it's all over, it's all done.
So you think
yeah, that's fucked up, Avon. You my man.
Let me be the cleanup.
Hey,
Avon, you just want me... Didn't you just put mayhem on me or something? Or
I called him on the back line, told him to leave you alone. He ain't gonna mess with you.
Yeah, boy, the manager flopping hard.
Hey, the manager ain't no joke, boy. Hey, he like Don King. He don't know what side he want to be on.
No.
It's some tough races going. It's some tough races going on. But this is the race I wanted to see, but I know it's not going to happen. But I'm speaking as a fan. Speaking as a fan. Don't take it serious. This is the race I wanted to happen in North versus South. I want to be Charmy versus Big Copperhead. That's the race I wanted to see.
Go back on mute.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Joe, please don't give him nothing now.
Hold on. Hey, what you say, everybody? You the holder?
That's not even a...
Yes. Red Rock. Hey, Fat Albert, you ain't got to say it. Red Rock.
But you heard what Post-Doc Jones say, any two cars get raised.
But
Hassan, you 100% right, Hassan. But everybody now playing that heads up racing.
Yeah, no bullshit.
No, you give me all three.
Yeah, no.
Or you gotta be all steel, all glass, or you gotta have this, or you gotta have that. Come on, man.
But you going to a street car going up against an all out race car.
No, I'm not knocking that. I understand that. I just said it's going
to
be heads up racing today.
So you trying to tell me you never seen Charmy run a whole race car before?
I seen him run.
Who you? I see. What? Avon. Can I answer that or no? Can I answer that or no?
Go ahead, Mike.
Only person I seen
now, you want
to,
can I
because
go back
he blew the
tires years
away
ago
was against that green Mustang.
Or you want me to leave that one alone?
Mike, go ahead and leave that one alone.
Wow.
No, hey, Mike, go ahead and tell
Joe,
it.
You,
go ahead and tell
okay.
It.
Okay, Joe, you remember this race because you and Kenny gave you and Long Island Kenny gave money back. No, that ain't the race you and Kenny gave back, because that was when they ran. Sean and them had that 70 Chevelle, and they ran somebody. But you remember when Try Me ran Cheetah? That's all I'm going to say.
Get out of here. He ran Cheetah's Nova?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But hold it. Guess where Try Me was at when he did take off?
Where?
Well.
I'm going to tell you what. Try Me might have been just getting to the 330. Cheetah was at the 8th mile. Avon.
Yeah.
Avon. Am I lying?
God damn.
That motherfucker was gone.
I got the tape. Man, they said he had to shoot him. Man, it was all kind of shit. I got it on tapes today.
God damn, Avon.
You gotta send me that.
So you went from Avon, so basically Avon, you went from Avon
been doing this shit a long time. He been doing this shit a long time, man.
Hey,
you
Mike,
can't play him I'm gonna put it, and you can't trick him because he know what it takes
Avon,
to
Avon
play with
ducks
them
no smoke though. Avon ducks no smoke. That's what I can say about him though. When I see him at the track,
Hassan, you getting ready to get me fired again because he just ducked one in a sense.
No, I'm saying when I be in the truck and I be around them.
No, the man just said he won everything in drag racing.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Avon, I see Avon
We going to have this conversation off the air when we at the track and we in our little huddles. Because there's certain things you can't say without you saying too much. That's the best way I can say it. I ain't talking about you. See, I can't speak on certain shit without, you know, certain shit. I ain't corn liquor, so I ain't that intelligent. I quit school in kindergarten because it was too much recess.
Okay, well, on my behalf, I seen Avon race people, jump out the car, charge his car, and go around and look for some more people.
You said you seen race people or bracket race people?
I'm about race people.
Oh, okay. That went over his head, y'all. Avon,
I see it.
Hey, Avon. You fired, lawyer. You fired because you didn't even read that, Avon. I mean,
has it been times you better check and nobody didn't want to run you? Yes or no?
That was the fastest, slowest overhead comment ever said.
Yeah. Did he really know what he said, though?
No.
Yeah, know what I said. Yeah, I know what I said.
All right, break it down in
listen,
normal
hey,
language.
Hey,
he didn't comprehend. I'm not talking fast.
I've seen Avon.
I'm not talking fast.
I've seen Avon run quite a few times at Larry T's. I done seen him. The only one I've seen him lose to was that green Mustang because he blew
exactly.
the tires.
He ducked,
yeah,
no
there
smoke.
You go.
Exactly.
There you go. He's a tough man now.
And I don't know why some of these races don't be getting worse races a year. And these motherfuckers be overlooking shit. I don't be overlooking nothing.
Hey, ain't nobody worried about that.
You
over-listening.
You over-listening. Yeah, it's some
shit.
Stuff to have fun with, but grudge races worry about that bread.
Right.
And the brag more the bragging right when not more the bread first, but the bragging right more after the race, after you get that cash. That shit go down in the history book. The money be spent, but you can always say, I fucked you up.
Yep.
It's a newbie that's worried about them awards and all that extra shit. The OGs worried about this.
Avon, can I ask you a question? Avon, just throw me a number out there, Avon. How many people
that
you
was Tricky Ricky's
number?
Oh, my bad.
Since you've been in the grudge game, how many numbers can you actually throw out there that they will never run you again? They say, I ain't never fuck with you again, Avon. How many numbers can you say?
None of them. I mean, ain't nobody ever said that to me.
Never.
God damn, you telling a man whole car. I'm telling like you race blocking.
I'll be Avon's Huckleberry.
Hey, listen,
I'll be Avon's Huckleberry.
Listen, let me stop, yo. Leave us all alone.
I'll be Avon's Huckleberry.
Hey, guess what?
But every time I go to the track, he's worse. He do get a race. But he do
he
get a race most time I come to the track.
No, I be right beside Avon's car every time he's in the staging lane. I know.
Hassan, you talk too much.
Goddamn show, dude.
God damn.
Yeah, Avon.
You got to remember, y'all, he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer. He's gathering information.
Avon,
you got to fire your manager. You got to fire your manager.
Hey, he's fired.
Yeah.
Hey, Sammy. Technical, he never was my manager. I can't.
That's number one.
That motherfucker ain't no lawyer. He's a court reporter. But Avon, me and Killer be your Huckleberry.
Look, I don't need no help. God damn, Hassan, give it. Look, Hassan think he helping me when he fucking hurt me.
Yes, he is.
I'm gonna be quiet, Avon. I ain't saying nothing.
Hassan,
I've been told
Hassan.
You be quiet a long time ago.
Hassan, you fired.
On your day off.
Hey, I ain't asking no more questions. I don't want Avon to go against me. I'm being quiet.
I bet that won't happen.
I bet that won't happen.
Good report, Kevin. Good report.
You can't help yourself, buddy. I put my year's mortgage on it.
Let's keep Hassan. Can I ask you something, Hassan? Here we go. He get ready to break his own rule.
You can ask him, but if it's about Avon, I'm not answering. Go ahead.
See, I'm just talking as you go.
He just made me talk. I'm fired already.
I can talk, but if it's about Avon, I'm not talking about it.
Okay, this ain't about Avon. Was Avon's ET Fair Fat Custom Tees or Bud's Creek?
Hell.
God Almighty.
Oh, boy, Hassan, you the best at it, boss.
Hassan, Who you like, the black hatchback or Avon?
Who's the black hatchback?
He's trying to bite his tongue now. Stop it.
Who's the black hat?
Baby Crazy Horse.
I like Try Me.
See, he said he wasn't gonna talk about Avon. He just said Try Me. I just won my money.
It didn't take long, Sammy. I knew it.
Hey, Tyler,
look,
Sammy,
the whole time I'm sitting here going, Hassan motherfucker,
hey.
Sammy got him.
Hey.
I was sitting here going, Sammy got him.
Fat
Sammy
Albert.
Got him.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Fat Albert.
Uh-huh.
Technically, Hassan won. He didn't say Avon. He said Try Me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did.
Same shit.
Thank you.
Hey,
that's our post-doc joke say. You got to listen to when the motherfucker say something.
Well, what's the difference in Try Me and Avon? And grandma.
Right.
And go forget grandma.
Oh, shit. Lee grandma, she retired.
Yeah, Lee grandma. Grandma's in the nursing home. Lee grandma.
Oh, yeah. And see, Avon, he's trying to protect you right now. Yeah, leave grandma alone.
Hey, he's top security, man.
Of the world, Craig. Of the world.
Wait. Hold up. So he got fired on his day off from being a manager. Now he's security.
Nah, he's still fired. He's fired on both sides.
Nah, he's still in there. He's still good. He still sit at the table.
Hey.
Hassan,
you
just got a raise.
Fat Albert, you know what I can say? That motherfucker
that?
Keeps shit going.
Oh, yeah.
He
oh, Hassan good
going.
At that now. He will keep it going.
He's a complicated man though, because 1 minute he be getting at Antoine and the bad mouth crew, and the next minute he be backing them, and I like
some shit going now.
Yeah,
he's still on the phone. And what's still on?
He'll flip on you in a minute. He'll be helping you, and then that's you know he'll get you.
Oh, we seen that tonight.
Everybody know me at the racetrack. I can make two people race. You know what I'm saying? One thing about me, I can make two people race.
Well, you take after your daddy Pro Stock.
Yeah. So everybody
that's what they say.
Plane, and you hear me scream the word, the manager here, y'all better be right.
Hey, Corn Looker. Butch supposed to run Cliff, right?
Yeah, he starts off with Cliff at 4 o'clock.
Can I ask Hassan something real quick? Can I ask Hassan real quick?
As long as you don't ask Hassan, you can ask. Don't ask Hassan nothing.
Look, Hassan, can the car that I'm bringing to race Billy Brown, can I get Try Me to race it?
I can't speak for that car.
You've been doing such a good job.
Guard.
I can't speak for that car. I'm not speaking on Avon. I ain't speaking on Avon. I ain't speaking on that man.
How about Grandma? Can I get Grandma to come out there?
I can't speak on that car.
I'll give Grandma a one-on-one.
Well, you speak to Avon. Speak to me.
Sammy, it's too soon. Sammy, give him 10 minutes, Sammy. He'll slip. Give him 10 minutes. we'll change the subject.
The guy said the one said, "Oh, he gonna slip." I like you over him.
Did the call you and him?
For you, I like him over you for that bag. Mouth.
Him who?
Sam, I like Sammy over you, Mouth. That's what I'm. You know what I said?
That's my nephew. That's my nephew.
Lord have mercy.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Lord.
I know it's your nephew.
Besides, I ain't got no wins there. I can't stay there. I'm a bug. I know my place. I know where I get in and fit in.
Kevin, you coming down?
How is Cliffy?
Yes, sir. I'm bringing a Mustang.
Okay.
First small block. First time I ever partnered up with somebody, with my driver. First time I did this in my life.
Hey, listen. Let
what
me
color
say this.
Is a Mustang?
If y'all really,
it's
if
white.
Need to test and tune,
yeah,
I would
okay.
really come on Friday if anybody need to test and tune, because Saturday going to be the next day.
Nah, we good. We good. He down in he moved down to North Carolina. We got a racetrack 15 minutes from his house. We good.
Okay.
It's gonna be a lot of cars down there testing to him because it's gonna be a lot of new cars out there. A lot
yeah,
of new
ain't,
cars.
We ain't coming here to do no test shots on a new car in front of people. That's how I gets now. When that shit comes through the gate, it's gonna be ready to rock and roll.
Uncle Kevin. Uncle,
yes,
Sam,
sir.
Sam, wait a minute, Sam.
I'm
on your shootout.
Yeah, go ahead.
On your shootout, after the last pair go down, is it 45 minutes after the last pair? Or how you doing that?
Well, the last
good
pair?
Good question.
Yeah,
what
I mean,
round?
Every hour.
Yeah, about
45
minutes
an hour
like last time, yeah. 45 minutes like last time.
Okay. All right, good deal.
I need you to stay. I just need you to stay on real quick. Uncle Kev, when we're going to see the two Camaros go down together? The first gen.
That's me and Fat Albert working on around May at Custom Tees.
All right, quick. Another thing, did you ask Fat Albert for a flex plate where he got his?
No, I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to wait another year, so I'm good.
All right.
Any more questions?
That's fine.
Any more questions, Sammy?
No, that's it. I'm going back on mute now.
Okay. Just want to make sure you good.
All
right. I just want to know, hey, Avon, who you like between me and Antoine, man, Saturday?
Oh, he's not supposed to say Avon's name.
Who you like, Avon? 10 minutes. You said 10 minutes.
I said he'll flip by 10 if y'all.
Who you like, Avon? Oh, he said it again.
I don't know, man.
What y'all racing? Stock cars or what?
What is y'all? Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. What is y'all racing?
Yeah,
we got some rental cars. Two rental cars.
Okay, rental cars. Rental stock cars.
We the second pair behind Samia and the Weeby. Matter of fact,
what day?
You give me everything in track race with the red car.
Fat Albert. They cannot be second.
Why is that?
Because we second.
Well, I guess you owe me punk out then. but let me what do you call it? Can I Hassan, can I get everything in drag race on my pit vehicle? Just to rent the car?
Let Avon clear this out real quick. Hold on, because we put right. Second. Let Avon come back. Wait, Avon.
Me and Killers will be second. Because we were supposed to be first, but then they told us that Weeby and them was first.
Weeby and Sammy got to go first.
Right, and me and Killer supposed to be second.
Right, there you go.
All right, so fill up. What me and Antoine fit in then? Behind them?
I don't know, because see, them tires that y'all going to bring down are going to pull up that glue. So if I got groceries, I'm going to get them all.
Because Antoine, he locked it in for the second pair behind them. That's what we locked in for, so I don't know how y'all, you have to clear it out with Antoine, like, how you going to do that?
No, they was locked in before y'all really came up, so they got
okay,
yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out how you want to do this. That's what I know.
Man,
right after them.
They can race them on the return
right
road.
Yeah.
We're going to move your race to Charlotte on the 4-wide.
Do that race on Sunday.
Listen. Fat Albert. But when Hassan and Antonio go down the track, make sure they go all the way to the left, all the way to the right, away from the group.
That's why I don't even want to send them. I really don't want them to go
Sammy,
down.
You,
after they spray the track because they're going to pull up. Them tires going to pull up all the glue. That's why I don't really.
No, no, but I'm saying that's why you put them all the way to the left.
Hey,
get them all the way to the left or all the way to the right.
Send them first.
Damn.
Send them before they prep.
Sunday. Hey,
do the race before they prep.
Are you prepared to buy them first?
Fat Albert, you got your hands full trying to figure out how that prep going to work with them drag radios and them snakes. I feel for you, brother.
Ain't they regular cars?
Yeah, they just regular. We just regular rental cars.
So
yeah, just regular cars.
Pull up glue. You better hope they don't get stuck to the glue.
No, they're not gonna get stuck. No. But those type of tires are poor.
Just put them on the highway. Put them on the highway.
Why don't y'all save some time, like Sammy said, do that shit on 95?
But we'll figure out something. I'll figure out something. That ain't no major,
urgency.
Major thing.
No, it ain't no major break. We're just trying to get it out the way before all your blood.
I understand, but I'll figure out something.
You should put them. Hey, they should go first down.
All right, we'll go back to this.
Glue it.
All right, bam. Let us be the first pair. Then it'd be Weeby and family. Before they prep the track afterwards.
The track goes hot. I think 12. So 11 o'clock. You and Antoine go down the track.
Yeah. How about?
If like,
I can't. Yeah, Fred Albert. How about 11 o'clock, Fred Albert?
We can do that.
And then I come along and give me everything in drag racing with your rental car versus my pit vehicle.
Hey. Hey, listen, I don't got no. Hey, listen, I ain't rent that car, man. I got to take my one pass and give it back to the person it belongs to.
Well, I talked to Mark. He said he reserved two of them, but one person can't rent two cars, so he gonna get one. I think Antoine Dad gonna get the other one. So
yeah,
that's how it's going. But both of them are reserved.
So we can be the first pit down the track and everything before they actually prep the track.
Yeah, first two cars down the
track. Yeah, I think it's better, you know, it's better like that anyways, you know. But, however, Antoine get fucked up anyway, so it don't even matter.
Yeah, but I can go first two cars down the track on Sunday, Fred Albert. Yeah.
So, in other words, y'all ready to see who cut a better light? That's what y'all racing for, right? If y'all got two identical cars.
No, we just tired of hearing both of them two go at each other. But we figured it was the best way to get this shit over because we tired of hearing it every week, them two arguing with each other.
See, this is the problem right here. This is the problem right here. When ODB truck is out, Grosje get in the shop. When Grosje get it out, ODB is in the shop. So we can never get the racing cars to actually lock in with each other. So we said, fuck it, get a rental car.
Oh, you the one got supposed to get it?
Yes. Yes. Mouth.
Oh.
No, the fuck, he don't have no Grosje get
it. What, you want some smoke with Grosje get it or something?
Because we ain't
taking no food.
Stop, man. Stop. You stuttering and you're trying to get the shit out.
Man, do you want some smoke? Listen, man. I ain't going back and forth with you. Are you trying to lock him or go together?
Yeah.
That's what scared motherfucker would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lock him with us?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to lock
him. Lying like she ain't trying to lock in nothing.
Now go make a phone call and get permission.
No, I'm locked in ready.
Master, I say like this, mouth. How about the car you pulling, the car you driving down that motherfucker? I'll bring you here the fuck up there after that then, mouth.
You got that. Can we log in tonight?
That was Silverheart that said something about grocery critter.
Oh, that was Silverheart?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't worried about Silverheart, man. Silverheart got a ghost car.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
Lock your rental in versus my tow vehicle.
Man, you might got some dog shit. Man, I ain't fucking with you.
This fucking guy can dodge balls good, boy.
You might got that motherfucking dually that be blowing out black smoke and shit. I ain't fucking with you, man. Hey, employee, this is what
I
you
can
do.
Say one
I got
thing.
I got a smart car. I got a smart car. Take a break from me.
You take yeah, smart car?
I take the break from you.
Smart car, you take the break from me. Hmm. That sound all right though. But nah, I give you the back tire with a smart car.
I take the clear.
How about this? Head up clear after I run Antoine. Come straight back around.
No, I tell you what, how about this? You sit two in front of me and let me get going till I get to your door, then you leave.
How about you give me the break and I earn the money?
You got it.
Well, that
I want the clear
shit
too.
Everywhere, boy.
You got it.
You must come to run. You must come with the smart car. You must drive.
You got it.
Next.
You got a lot of tonight.
He said something so
next.
Smart, y'all. Tricky Ricky must drive. Ain't that something smart?
Man, drive race cars like this is gonna hurt him.
Wow.
Is it a lot?
Hey, Mike, I was sitting here shaking cool. my head on that one too. He said he must drive. He talking to he.
He's talking to a driver.
That was the best joke of the night, yo.
Nah.
First of
he
all,
had a few in there, Mike.
He's not
yeah.
talking to Tricky Rick.
Cool,
yeah,
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Wow,
right.
You sound like
hold on.
Tricky Rick.
Stand down. Let me get this login first. Can we send the money tonight or what?
Nah, I thought you was tricky. Never mind. You ain't him. I don't know who this is. So I ain't. Never mind. No bets. Very bright.
Wow, he had me too.
I'm back on mute.
Don't
put your ass on mute yet. So you thought it was me. You wanted to run me. You got the back tire and the hood with your rental
you,
truck.
It sounded like you would.
Nah,
but
I seen
got
your
the
truck before. I seen your truck before at the gas station, nigga. I know what kind of truck you got. I ain't fucking with you. You forgot I seen you in public. Nigga, I seen you in public, man. I know what your truck look like, man. I ain't fucking with you.
What it look like?
You got a brand new ass truck, man. I seen your truck.
I got a 2015
GMC. Man, you got a brand new truck. This shit like a 2022. You got a nice ass truck. I ain't fucking with you. You forgot I saw you in public. I know what your car look like.
All right, so what about my pit
vehicle?
What are we going to do?
I tell you what. Are you driving that rental back home?
No. I'm not driving that home. No, that doesn't belong to me.
So y'all picking the rental
you give me everything in drag racing with your truck, then I owe the motherfucking money. Let's get it.
They rent the cars from down North Carolina.
Hey, hold on. I got a race.
My grandma, too.
Hold on, Rick.
Right,
I got it, Rick.
So you're going to add the money. Lock that in. I run. You got everything in drag racing with my truck.
Rick, everything is drag racing.
The back tie, the move, and the clear. To the 1,000 foot.
Not to the 1,000 foot, to the 8th.
Oh, all right. God.
Yes. Never mind. I'm back on you.
Hey, hold on. What kind of rental car you got?
I got another one.
Hey, I can't tell you it's a ghost car. So is you going to lock in or you not going to lock in? Don't worry about what kind of car it is.
I was asking a question.
He might come through the gate in a Hellcat. You never know.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
worry about
I wanna
it.
Lock
I
got, in.
I,
you know, yeah, I want to lock in.
Well, you lock it over. Make you go back upstairs.
This was
damn.
Fun this evening. It was shits and giggles.
He want to race everybody, but not the one that's trying to race him.
I always got my hands full. I got my hands full. I'm good, man.
I'll pay your DP.
I can't wait to see his podcast. Wait a minute. Hey, Kevin. I know what cars Antoine and Hassan. I just got the word on what cars that's reserved for them.
I heard
both
it.
Y'all
somebody snitching? Somebody dry snitching?
Well, it don't matter. It's two Nissans.
And I'm willing to run Nissan head up.
Two Nissans. That's them the two cars that's reserved.
Hey, Fat Al,
good
how, about
cars,
you guys, Hey, Fat Albert, how about you let him drive the Lexus versus Rick pickup? That'd be a good race.
I run Fat Albert in his Lexus head the fuck up.
Whoa.
Whoa. What? He done.
And guess what? And I got that Lexus.
Ooh.
I bet you won't lock that in right now.
I was
gonna
give him the break. I was
gonna
like, you got
the.
I know you was.
What's up?
You give me the break and clean. You gotta lock in right now. Official lock in.
You got it. Lock.
But I don't want that money.
God, boy.
Hey, Phil, you must got that lock in from Zeus and them.
Hey, Hassan, Money Mayweather ain't got nothing on you, boy, because they couldn't touch him and they can't touch you either, boy.
Fuck, now you gotta know when to jump in the ring and when to jump out.
Yeah, man, they can't lay a glove on him nor you.
Hassan.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with the smart car?
Man, this is what we'll do, because you're mouth bad. Pay the punk out versus Antoine and shit. Give me everything in drag racing. Let's fucking get it. I'm sick of your ass. What the fuck you want to do? I'm done talking.
So
he say that with such conviction.
Pay your punk out. Oh, so you want me to pay your DP?
If you want me that bad, pay my punk out. Hey, man, listen. If you want me that bad, that's what you do. Boss do boss move. Are you going to do it or are you going to fall back? Okay, now this is my next question.
Oh, boss, since your mouth bad, how much money you got?
Man, the same pot I'm running Antoine with. Now, lock in, my
What's the pot? What's the pot?
Huh?
What's the pot?
We're running 50 on 2.
I take everything in drag racing from my four-wheeler for that. I will take everything in drag racing with my four-wheeler with that.
They ain't even going to break even.
Hell no.
Hassan.
Y'all go rent a car.
Hassan. Hold on, y'all. Hassan. I will take everything in drag racing with my four-wheeler.
No, give me everything in drag racing with your four-wheeler, and I earn the money. My two gets your one.
Fucking four wheeler. You in a goddamn car.
Okay, and guess what? You only got to pay $100 though against my 200. Matter of fact, I make it even better for you. My 300 to your 100. How about that? Give me
to
everything in drag
racing. To do what?
With your four wheeler. You drive your four wheeler. Give me everything in drag racing.
You got that. Lock it in tonight. The whole 300. Lock the whole 300 in. You got it tonight. Fat Albert, send me your cash.
You said what?
Lock in the whole 300 tonight. You just said your 300 to my 100. You got everything in drag racing in the four-wheeler.
I fuck with you. I'm leaving you alone.
I knew this was coming. Boy, he lead you all the water and turn the other way.
Nah, I ain't fucking with CJ, man.
Hey, look, we done took your manager badge off. Now you just a motherfucking trash man.
Let me get past Antoine, then we can talk, man. I can't fuck with you right now, man. I gotta beat my rival first.
Man, listen, I ain't got time for all that rival shit. If you want to race, I want to race you.
We got to go back to real race cars because this is going nowhere. He gives you 30 races and then pull out all of them. He's good for
hey,
us.
Kevin,
yo.
Somebody just sent me a message.
I can't hear you. Yo.
Uncle Kev, you telling me the manager wanted it?
I don't know. He's funny, man. He asks for these races, and then you, like, get it. Then he's like, I can't fuck with you.
Hey, Hassan. I just got, hey, Hassan, I got something come across my screen. They say they looking for action on Branch Avenue with a minivan. What do you want to do tonight?
Hey, somebody got the TV on up loud.
Hey, somebody got the TV on loud. Hey, my TV. Alright, man, I ain't messing with nobody, man. I already got my lock and I'm good.
Hey, Hassan, that's fucked up. You jump shit with Zeus.
No one ain't gonna be over there to trail or something, man. What y'all got to eat over here?
Hey, look,
I'm gonna call Zeus in the back line. We'll talk.
That's fucked up, Hassan.
I'm gonna go.
Hassan, let me ask you this race. Who you like between this race? OG, Bobby, and Pressure.
I like Pressure, but I like showing up home to burst Pressure.
How much?
Hey. Don't say nothing, because they gonna cut Hassan food off. That's why he going on the back line.
Hey, so how much, Hassan?
Now y'all fucking my food, man. I ain't fucking with y'all, man.
Oh,
three
nah,
days,
you three, can
three,
do it.
You
ain't worried about that.
Three days at the motherfucking track. So, hey, that's a tough day, man.
Hey, flat out. There's going to be a lot of cars coming off the trailers. Oh, yeah, a lot of cars coming off the trailer. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be some good racing. Yeah. A lot of good racing, man. Like I said, everybody just come down, have a good time, get your man. Just have a great time, you know what I'm saying? So,
who don't like Pressure or any of them races? Who don't like them? Come see me.
Uh-oh.
Motherfucker, you just said you ain't like them.
I ain't never seen that. You talking to the wrong person, bro.
God damn.
I was about to say, wait a minute. I don't think he said that. I don't know.
Sound like Hassan.
Who don't like Pressure? Come see me.
Fuck, I don't like Pressure shit.
Uh-oh.
Who this?
This me.
Get quiet now, man. The man said, who is this?
Who that talking?
This is Tricky Ricky.
Tricky Ricky, locks up.
Who the other person talking?
24 days for North person.
Hey, what the hell y'all talking about?
I thought somebody said they didn't like Pressure.
Hey, anybody that don't like Buckwheat, come to my trail.
Uh-oh. Oh, Zeus spoke up. Hey, Zeus. Hassan don't like Buckwheat.
He ain't getting
Nah, Zeus, you gotta at least give him the scraps.
Hey, Zeus. Yeah. You missed all the action. Yeah. He been on you, boy. Your own ride, your ride or die, Hassan. He threw you to the wolves, boy.
Hey man.
Hey Zeus, don't believe that. Zeus, you my man by 50 grand.
Hey,
my man,
hey Hassan, don't you know this show is recorded?
Well, you gotta play it. Well, you gotta play it back. Zeus, my man. Zeus, my man. Go ahead with that.
Man, somebody, the motherfucker.
I might get Buckwheat the fuck Pressure up if it seems like you fucking with me.
I'm not like it. I tell you what though, I could get Grocer get a fucked up by Pressure.
Hamburger.
Hey, CJ.
Huh?
Let your wife drive, too. Let your wife drive against him.
That was going to be the present. Hassan, matter of fact, Hassan, you got the head up clear with Brittany driving.
Huh?
You got the head up clear with my wife driving.
I'm going to say, all right, let's say it like this. Let's say, okay, let's do this, CJ, because I'm sick of your motherfucking mouth. The person say on mode that your wife must drive, give me everything in drag racing with the rental car. Is what you want to do.
Man, lock that shit the fuck in right now. You got to spend fat out with the money. You got it. Lock it in right now. Fuck.
She must stay on motor.
Okay, you got that. Lock it in. Better yet, I'm going to let her run you to the 3:30.
Let me start at 3:30. I'll lock 1,000 to your 500. Let me start at 3:30 then. And she can spray.
You got it.
To the eighth.
You got it.
Hide your hand.
I'll take that raise too.
I already.
What you want to do? What you want? Oh, hey,